Good morning, I'm Dylan Gonzalez. The NCAA has sent a letter of inquiry to the University of Cincinnati regarding former Bearcats quarterback Brendan Sorsby and his time with the football program. The NCAA is looking into whether or not the athletic staff had knowledge of Sorsby's betting during his time with the team. On the diamond in Cincinnati, Reds rookie all-star Sal Stewart homered twice, and the team went yard a combined five times in an 11-5 victory over the Phillies. The rubber match against Philadelphia takes place tonight at 7:10, and the Cleveland Guardians lost in walk-off fashion 6-5 versus the Twins last night. The Guards are now losers of four straight. They'll try to avoid getting swept in Minnesota this afternoon at 1:40. This update is sponsored by TurboTrack Realty. Done with that property? Call John Kozik at TurboTrack Realty. He'll buy it today for cash. 614-472-000. Breaking sports news right here on The Fan, Ohio's sports destination.
Breakfast time!
Hello, welcome to T-Bone and Tyvis. Can I take your order?
Just want a little breakfast.
Hey, you want some crabs? Because I got some of them.
Get ready to drive through the intersection of football, food, and fun. Featuring producer Dylan.
Who are the five best rappers of all time?
Special guests.
Are you serious?
And you. Wake up.
For what?
It's time for T-Bone and Tyvis.
Welcome in. Happy Thursday to you. What's up? I'm T-Bone. He's Tyvis. Good morning, go to hell. Tyvis, how are you?
Wagwan, everything blessed?
Oh, everything blessed. It was so funny. You walked by Bob Taylor, our production guru here. Bob has been working in this office with the same people for damn near 40 years. Bob has been here through all of when this was a music station, when this was on the AM, when it was a sports station, all of it. Bob has seen it all.
Yeah.
And you walked by him yesterday and you said,
Wagwan, you bless?
He looked at me like, is Tyvis okay? And the immediate look after, I was like, oh, I think Tyvis is speaking Jamaican. I think that's what that is. It's like a Jamaican dialect that he's speaking to you. Then Bob just looked at me like he wanted to retire immediately. So
he definitely did.
We get that email tomorrow that Bob is retired.
He's like, what did you just say? Wagwan, you bless?
That's good. I like it. Wakes you up. Absolutely. So, yeah, plenty to get to today. We have the list coming up in an hour from now. The list is best foods for an eating contest.
Mm. I'm interested to see what you come up with because I got one that I think willingly I would do.
What do you mean willingly?
I would do it, like,
well,
just for fun.
Aren't we? Well, here's the thing. I think we are willingly doing one. It's not a food. It's a drink. But tomorrow.
Yes.
The powers that be, the gears that grind, everything that happens here behind the scenes has started to move. The mechanisms are beginning to shape up. And what we are going to do tomorrow at 8:30 is have Tyvis. You said you could beat Eric Badlands Booker,
mm-hmm.
his record
yep.
at the Nathan Hot Dog Eating Contest, not of hot dogs, but of lemonade.
Yep.
He drank a gallon.
It's a dream come true.
Gallon of lemonade in 20-point-something seconds. Let's just say 21 seconds. You're not touching it. But we'll give you, I'll say if you get under 21 seconds, I'll be impressed.
The record's 20.42 seconds.
Okay, 20.42.
I'm winning in 20.1.
All right, much like your 40 time, these numbers are vastly overrated. That's what's going to happen. But tomorrow you're going to make the attempt, and I appreciate
mm-hmm.
the fact that you know you're going to fail.
I'm not. Whoa.
Yeah, you know you're going to fail, and yet no, it's an admirable thing to know you'll go down in flaming defeat, but you're still going to try. I admire the dedication that you're going to do. Because there's no chance. There's no chance you're beating his time.
Debo, why would you think that?
Have you seen this man? He's like your height, but my size. He's got a capacity that you don't have.
Okay, when you look at Joey Chestnut, do you think like, oh, this guy should be winning the hot dog eating contest?
I don't.
All right, then.
I've also seen how that guy does not care about whether or not the bread is dry. He wets the bread.
This is the thing.
He separates the dogs. He's got a wide mouth.
What does that have?
How do you think he gets all the hot dogs in there?
I'm cutting that up.
He has a look.
Go ahead and cut it up, because it's the fact of the matter is, if you would be competitive either, listen, you got to have a wide mouth and a long throat. That's what you got to have, okay? That's facts. I'm talking facts here.
You need to watch yourself.
I don't deal in if buts or maybes. I speak in facts. Listen, come on.
When you chug, you can't think. You just got to go.
Uh-huh.
I learned this at the Woody.
A lot of people learn that in college, but go ahead. So that's when you learned it too. But not from drinking.
Drinking water. Drinking water.
Water and Gatorade. Don't think. You just go.
No, I will give you that. If I were handicapping this, like, you know, forecasting it for gambling or something, the one thing that would give a better pause, if they were going to take the over on, let's say, 21 seconds, can take you longer than 21 seconds. You have never done competitive eating, but you have had to eat for competition. Because, like, when you played football, there were things they made you do you couldn't keep weight because you were one of those skinny guys. So they sat you down and said, you have to finish this plate of food before you can leave. You have to drink this amount of water before you can leave.
I was part of the Lyda Foundation, not the Tu Wong Fu. The Lyda Foundation.
What was the Tu Wong Fu
too
again?
Too much of the wrong food.
Oh. Yes.
The Lyda Foundation is light in the A.
Oh, well, yeah, I got it.
That's me.
Yeah, I got it. That way. That's fine.
So, yes, I had to sit there and eat.
All right.
How much of the gallon does he chug before he has the Carl Lewis and realizes that he's not? I don't think you're going to be able to chug the whole thing.
I mean, that's
I think you're going to have to stop.
If you finish a gallon of lemonade,
yeah,
and don't throw it up is the asterisk there. Like, I'm sure you'll be able to finish it if you can keep it down.
I'm going to dehydrate myself all day.
Well, don't do that. I don't know if that's the way to, I don't know what the healthy thing to do is there. I'm just saying, like, your stomach only has a certain capacity for fluids and foods. So there does come a point where it hits its limit. So I don't know if that, I don't know if a gallon of lemonade is it.
Hey, wait a minute. Ain't you the one that told me when you eat food that you gotta, it's going to come a point in time where your body's going to tell you no more and you got to push through that?
Yeah. That's look at how I got it. If you want a body by T-bone here, you want a bacon 180. If that's what you want, I've got it for you. That's what I do. This is my plan. Eat 180 strips of bacon, call it a day. That's my plan right there. Yeah, you got to push through sometimes.
Telling you,
tomorrow, 8:30 a.m., Friday, 8:30.
I don't know why nobody ever has faith in me. LW says, I have no confidence in Tyvus beating that record. It's going to be embarrassing.
Look, like I said, the fact that you're even attempting it.
It's lemonade.
No, I appreciate the fact
lemonade.
That.
I love lemonade.
Good. Well, that's why we're doing the list of, like, foods that would be good, that you could sit down for an eating contest and go to town on. I got one that I don't think you guys are going to expect.
Pancakes.
Nope. No. That's bread.
Gosh.
That's, no.
That made my stomach hurt.
That, yeah. What are you talking about?
What do you mean it's bread? That's y'all saying, oh, no.
I love bread, but do you know what bread does when it gets, it's spongy. It absorbs, it expands.
Bottomless pancakes.
They do.
Like,
and you know why they're never going out of business? Because they know that's going to be a losing proposition for anybody who tries to eat more than like four or five.
Have you ever went to like a restaurant and they had like a big burger?
Yeah. Yes.
And like,
it's a selling point.
And nobody ever finishes the burger because it's so big.
Oh, you mean like the ones
like
where
a
it's
challenge?
Like, yeah. It's like a 64-ounce burger something or something. Like you got an hour to eat
it. Yeah. You ever, would you sit down and take that challenge?
Sure. I mean, now, here's the thing. I need a sponsor. Because usually how those work is, I'm not going to go, because what they'll do is like, oh yeah, this burger's $150. Unless you finish it in the time, then it's free.
Okay.
So that's how they make their money on it.
Somebody to keep.
I'm saying I'm not paying $150 to try to eat an eating challenge. But if somebody wanted to do that, sure. Now, just know that I'll probably fail because I'm not pushing myself for your money is what I'm saying. Like, if it were my money on the line, I'd probably go until I passed out. But if it's someone else's money on the line, I'll probably just eat until I feel like, okay, it's about time to throw up now. I'm done. Like, that's probably where I would be. But yeah, we're going to do the list, those foods that would be the best for an eating contest coming up 7 a.m. So submit yours as well. At Bone and Tyvus 971. Go to the YouTube chat. YouTube 971 The Fan. T-Bone and Tyvus. You're right there. I saw this number yesterday, last night. I was kind of sad I didn't see it yesterday right when it came out. But the numbers for the USA-Belgium game, Oh my gosh, did you see how many people watched this game?
10 million.
Tyvus.
20.
Don't play with me. That's not even
100.
No. Okay, now we're going too far. Now we're going
$1 billion.
The USA Belgium game on between Fox and Telemundo, because those are the two networks that are airing that game. They got 42 million viewers for that game. By comparison, the 2025 divisional round of the playoffs, the biggest number that the NFL got, because the NFL, if you don't know, is the number one TV product every single year. Mm-hmm. Sportico every year puts out the top 100 programs that were on TV, period. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Not sports programs, all TV programs.
They said in the chat, 7 people.
Wrong. Wrong, chat. Lies. 42 million viewers. Now, here's what happened yesterday, and I loved this for them, because I posted that. I said, yeah, this is clearly proof that soccer has gotten...
Wait a minute. What did the playoff game...
Oh, sorry. It did 39.2 million.
Okay.
So this did better than, like, even some of the best NFL games. The only things that topped this were, like, the AFC and NFC championship games, and then, of course, like, the Super Bowl, because it's... Super Bowl's an outlier. It's its own thing, but... Mm-hmm. 42 million people watched the USA. By the way, wasn't a great game. Belgium was destroying the U.S. If the U.S. had been competitive in it, probably more people stick around and don't just turn it off. But 42 million, an amazing number. So then I had a bunch of people yesterday. Oh, that's just because it's the U.S. No one cares about any of these other games. Oh, it's this and that. It's this. One that got me was it's the tourists that are here. The tourists that are here for the World Cup are watching these games. And I thought, folks, I know you don't know how TV ratings work, but Nielsen doesn't typically give a meter to people who don't live in the U.S. Like, they're not handing it, like, welcome to the airport. Glad you're here for 2 weeks. Have a meter. Like,
let's see what
they can't rate it. All right. So I get that, and I said that, and I'm like, yeah, this is a pretty big number. Did you see what the number was for the England-Mexico game? Not the United States.
8 people.
45 million people. Still, I mean, I'm just telling you, like, it may just be the World Cup only, because the Olympics do this too. Olympics do huge numbers for swimming and tennis and, you know, gymnastics. And we don't necessarily watch those sports as much outside of an Olympics, you know, context, right?
Would you happen to know what the U.S. and Canada hockey game did?
Yeah, I think it did like 25 or 28 million.
Really? We looked this up yesterday.
But the caveat with that, to be fair to the hockey crowd, is that was at like 8 a.m. on a Sunday.
It was a morning of a Sunday.
However,
20.7 million.
I would just, oh, it was 20 point. It wasn't 28. It was 20. So that's more like, so OSU Michigan, for comparison, gets around 19 or 20 about every year. If it's a good game, that's usually what that game does. So the caveat to that is this was a round of 16 game for the U.S. This was a round of 16 game for England-Mexico. Mm-hmm. Imagine if it was USA and anybody in like the semifinal or a final, God forbid. That number would be insane.
Yeah.
So very cool stuff to see. But yeah, T's and P's, thoughts and prayers to all the people who told me yesterday. It's like, oh, it's just a U.S. game. All right, England-Mexico did better. There you go. There could be more fallout from that Brennan Sorsby scandal. And it's all thanks to this show, or possibly... To T.O. Boy. We'll tell you about it next. T-Bone and Tyvus on The Fan.
Fan traffic.
From the Atlas Butler Plumbing Services Traffic Center.
Hey there, good morning and welcome to your Thursday. We are seeing a disturbance right now over on the west side, I gotta say, over by Lincoln Village. It's a disabled vehicle affecting that northbound direction on 270. It's right before you're hitting 40, also known as West Broad Street out there. That right shoulder is currently blocked. Thankfully, not seeing a lot of cars on the road, so really not seeing any traffic. So far, so good. I'm 10TV's Brianna Albizu with your fan
Trinitza. Think you know Buckeye football? These two say, hold my beer. The Beat with Austin and Berm.
Sponsored by The Waterworks.
Daily on The Fan's YouTube and wherever you get your podcasts. Your home of the Buckeyes. The Fan. Fan weather.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
It's a warm start to the day, and that'll set us up for a warm afternoon. Highs in the upper 80s today with a partly sunny sky and light wind. Partly cloudy skies tonight. Warm again, lower 70s. For tomorrow, partial sunshine. Some isolated storms are possible. Highs back in the upper 80s. For The Fan, I'm 10 Weather Impact meteorologist Justin Gertz.
All the Ohio State conversation you can handle. The Buckeye Show.
Weeknights at 6.
Your Ohio State flagship station. The Fan. Two men, one appendix. This is T-Bone and Tybus.
Tweet the program at Bone and Tybus 971. So our guy, Brennan Sorsby, love him. He's a victim. He's been out there.
What is wrong?
Free Sorsby, free Class A, the exact thing.
One of them is innocent. The other one is guilty.
Listen, if we're going to have sports gambling, we got to tolerate just sports gamblers in sports, clearly.
He was talking about another type of fight. Wouldn't even talk about gambling.
Yeah, but why? For the love of the game? He's out there fighting cocks? What are you talking about? That's not what that is. Cockfighting. That's what he was talking about, right? Roosters? Spurs going at each other? That's the thing.
What he was talking about.
Sharpening the spurs up. They put little metal things on. I know a little bit about cockfighting. Don't you worry about that. I know a little bit thing or two. But then why do they do that? Because we just love watching roosters kill each other? Or is it because there's money on the line, Tybus? And also, by the way, that was what he says the texts were about was roosters. Was that it? Oh, I was trying to buy roosters. So they had little code words that guys were texting Emmanuel Clase back in, Dominican Republic or wherever? I'm not sure if that's where he's from. I think that's correct. Anyway, he claimed it was just about buying birds. It's like, well, even that, it's like, what are you doing that for? But it seems like, allegedly, that was about gambling, tipping pitches and all that. Well, Brennan Sorsby.
That's Ortiz that did the.
There's no doubt what Brennan Sorsby did. The difference there, like at least those two guys, for whatever you think of them, Clase and Ortiz with the Guardians, they are trying to maintain some level of innocence in their hearings. They are trying to say, we did not do this. Brennan Sorsby's whole case has been, oh yeah, I did that. It was just, I had a problem. And so anyway, let me play football. Please let me play football.
Well, his is a little more black and white.
You could go right to his account,
bang, with C Defense. I mean, it's right there, clear as day. The only way he getting out of this is if somebody hacked his phone, took his phone, and was placing bets.
Common Man and Timmy do the good, clean boy thing. They love saying good, clean boy. They talk about being a good, clean boy. That comes from an SNL bit involving Adam Sandler and Chris Farley back in the day, Clean Boy, where the whole thing was like, him saying it was Chris Farley advocating for Adam Sandler, who was just this kind of creepy guy who would come over and like watch your house for you while you're gone. And he would say, let me watch your house. Let me stay in your house. And then Chris Farley would be like, he's a good clean boy. Let him sit in your house. Come on. And eventually it gets to like, let him sleep in your bed. Let him do whatever. You know,
is Common Man and Timmy good clean boys?
Yeah. That's exactly. Of course they are. No, they're good, clean boys. Of course they are.
Dylan, you think they're good, clean show. Boys?
Absolutely right.
You know what? If I go out there and set that drink on that table, I wonder if they can continue to be good, clean boys.
Nope. It would be a good, clean crime would be occurring there. A murder? I'm not sure. But yeah, that's... That whole thing is just how everyone's like, he's a good, clean boy. That whole idea is what Texas Tech was trying to sell you on Brennan Sorsby. He's a good, clean boy. Let him play football. Who cares that he gambled literally the entire time he's been in college football?
I think it's interesting that nobody points out the fact that he did it illegally.
Well,
he's not even of age.
That's the part that I... Here's what I know is that, like, you've pointed that out. Joshua Perry has pointed that out. We have brought that up on this show quite a few times. The other thing we brought up yesterday, and this was also, to be fair, was brought up by us, was also brought up by the tortilla boy.
Tortillas.
The reporter who asked the commissioner of the Big 12 his question, Mr. Tortilla Boy. Yeah. The question was, hey, what the hell are we doing about Cincinnati? Because Cincinnati was in on all this. They had this guy there. I mean, they weren't in on it, but they had this guy there. All the gambling occurred when he played at Cincinnati. Some of it occurred when he was at Indiana. Big 12, though, is also the same conference that Cincinnati is in. So if Texas Tech is getting scrutiny, their argument was, and of course this guy's argument,
tortillas,
was that why are we not going after Cincinnati as well? Well, funny enough, that guy asked his stupid question. Brett Yormark, the commissioner of the Big 12, brought to you by Monster Energy. I don't know if you saw that. Now they're sponsored by Monster Energy.
He made him say it again with his chest.
Yes, and he stood there and he's like, come say it to my face. Stand up and say it.
I need to actually see.
Oh, dude, watch it. It's hilarious because then this guy, Behind, by the way, behind Tortilla Boy,
Tortillas.
Behind him are two reporters who are literally covering their hands, their face, covering it with their hands, like just going, oh my God, please don't do this again. Please don't ask this question. So that all gets asked.
This what the guy,
Brett Yarmark, gets in a fight with him.
Is
it's
this
stupid.
What the tortilla guy look like?
The bald man?
Yeah,
yes.
With the glass.
Oh, yes.
Make it even funnier.
Yes.
Tortillas.
Yeah, go look that dude up. Anyway, so then it comes out, ESPN announced, put this out there yesterday, that Brennan Sorsby, now the NCAA has sent a letter of inquiry to Cincinnati over the whole incident with Brennan Sorsby. And I think that's a great step in the right direction towards trying to get to the bottom of this, because I'm not looking for the Bearcats to get punished, but it's not even about, like, do this because Texas Tech is getting victimized. No, Texas Tech has the ultimate stupidity card here, where they said, we know he cheated, let him play anyway, he's a good clean boy. The Cincinnati argument will be like the Classe and Ortiz argument, which is, we didn't know this was going on. We had no idea. Like, that would be like if you came back on the Guardians, unless you think the Guardians were harboring known gamblers. Like, I don't, if that ever came out, that would be a massive story. I don't think that's what's happening. I think as soon as everybody found out, they moved on. Apparently, at Cincinnati, if there's evidence that UC knew about this stuff with Brennan Sorsby and played him anyway, they're going to have a lot more to worry about than tortillas. I'm just saying, like, it's going to be a problem.
Take this with a grain of salt, but I texted my buddy, who's a UC alum, season ticket holder, message board,
Let me ask you this. Is this the guy that you told me off the air way before the Sorsby stuff ever came out that he was transferring that he was going to Texas Tech?
He was going
Your
to Texas
guy
Tech
said
because,
he's going to Texas Tech.
Yes, because his girlfriend had went to Texas Tech.
See? All right. So this guy knows ball.
Is he still with her?
I have no idea. But I texted him and he said, nothing, Berger. Our AD is Captain Compliance. We're good. And I said, do you resent him for that? He said, being Captain Compliance, I resent him every day for that, but today.
Right. I think I don't want Captain Compliance when it comes to, like, guys, they have rules about NIL. We can't spend more than $20 million. Get out of here with that. That's I don't want that. But when it comes to, hey, is a guy gambling on the sport? We probably shouldn't play him. That's a good way to be compliant. I agree with your friend.
This guy looks totally different than what I pictured when I listen to
him. You're stuck on Tortilla Boy.
Yeah. Tortillas.
You look totally different.
Do you see the reporters behind him who are covering their faces with their hands? Like, I don't know what part of the question it is, but there's a part where he's asking the question. I don't know if it's the first time or the second time where a couple of these guys literally behind him are just like, I can't even with this dude. Why is he asking this question?
It's a dude, right? He doing it the whole time he's talking.
Yes,
he's
just like, don't
and
even.
The reporter, right?
Tortillas.
Yeah.
Hey. You know, it occurred to me, when did he ask that question? It was on a Taco Tuesday. I mean, I'm just saying, it all comes together in the end. You know what I mean? That's pretty great. Good marketing for the Tortilla Foundation or whatever.
We shall celebrate
Big Tortilla.
Get Chipotle.
All right. A lot of players get NIL deals, but some of those players are getting denied as well. Details in 2 minutes. T-Bone and Tyvus on the Fan.
Fan traffic
from the Atlas Butler Plumbing Services Traffic Center.
No crashes to report at this time, but we are seeing traffic really developing over in New Albany. Of course, we're talking 161 in that eastbound direction, as well as 62 eastbound out there. So keep that in mind. Of course, just go slow. And hey, for our friends in Delaware County, good morning to you. Yes, it is getting a little bit slower on 23 in that southbound direction, about an 18-minute commute from 36 to 270. Definitely take 71 southbound if you can. That's looking at 9 minutes. I'm 10TV's Brianna Albizu with your Fan.
T-Bone and Tyvus is sponsored by Capital Ford of Columbus. Find your dream ride and get approved fast at CapitalFordOfColumbus.com. When Tyvus looks at Bone, he sees the future. Bald, fat, white. You're listening to T-Bone and Tyvus.
Tweet the program, @BoneandTyvus971. I just may have posted something involving your tortilla guy on our account.
Oh, man, I just laughed at that for like 2 minutes that whole entire break.
You never seen the video of our guy Tortilla Boy?
When you said it, like usually when you hear somebody talk and you don't know the person, you kind of like paint a picture in your head of what the guy looks like.
This is called radio. Like 100%. I know that we have the YouTube channel now, but like there's a lot of people who get shocked when they see what we look like.
In my head, I picture like a dude that looked like Brett McMurphy or something like that.
No.
This dude looks absolutely, I was way off.
It's fine. It's all good. Yeah, @Bone and Tyvus 971. Go check out the tweet we just sent there. But yeah, whatever, man. They're apparently now Cincinnati's getting investigated. I don't know that anything will come of it, but hey, at least it'll satisfy the dopes of Texas Tech, right? Where they can just realize it's just them. They were the one. And even if it comes out that Cincinnati, if they knew something, sure. But if it comes out that like they didn't know anything, they had no prior knowledge, then it'll just show again that Texas Tech was the only ones who were trying to like completely break down the fabric of sports because they wanted to go win a couple extra football games, which whatever. If you think that's worth it, great. I will never agree with you on that. That makes no sense to me. So remember how the NIL deals, they said that they're going to go through a clearinghouse, the NCAA?
Yeah, it's supposed to be like $600. If it's over $600, it got to go through a clearinghouse.
That's exactly right. If it's over $600, which in my head, it's like, who's getting NIL deals under $600? Like, I guess if you're like a rower.
That's like gas money.
I'm saying even if you're like let's say you're a star rower to where you would be getting NIL, wouldn't you think some, like, I don't know, whatever company would say, hey, we'll give you $1,000 for,
I'm about to say, at the
rowing
minimum,
supplies. I don't know what
like
you need
today.
Yeah.
Like today with these athletes, especially football, you got to start at $5,000 probably.
I mean, I'll put it this way.
Don't even contact me if it ain't $5,000.
Right. Yeah. Right. For I guess, especially for big time athletes. So any NIL deal that would come in for a revenue sport athlete is going to be supposedly going through this clearinghouse. The problem is there are thousands of these athletes. There is one of these clearinghouses, and despite their best efforts to hire people, I don't know how many people they can have working on this to where it would be efficient, right? I mean, it feels like deals would just be sitting there for months at a time, and a lot of companies would just go, hey, sorry, we have a marketing budget that we budgeted for this quarter, and that's gone now, so no more deal for you. But in any case, College Sports Commission's clearinghouse says they have rejected nearly $90 million in NIL deals since its inception a year ago, according to their NIL data released on Wednesday. What makes you say that it's why do you say that? That's cap.
Because these players are getting paid. I mean,
well, it does say that they've approved $355 million in NIL agreements. So,
and they rejected how many?
90 million. So what is that? Roughly $450 million. So like basically I'm doing rough math here, but somewhere around 20-25% of the deals have been like squashed by this NIL clearinghouse, supposedly. You don't think that's happening?
You think they told the athlete, no, you not getting this money. Somebody want to give you this money, but we not going to let it happen.
You think
that they said, the person, they say, you know what, we rejected, it's not going to happen. And you think somehow, you think the person that got rejected said, all right, forget it then. You think that's what happened?
Right. Right.
I want to give Jeremiah Smith $1 million. And Jeremiah Smith, no, I want to give him $1 million, but the NCAA clearinghouse said no.
So Ohio State knows you want to give him $1 million.
So I just said, okay, whatever. Just put the $1 million back in my pocket and walked away. You think that's what happened?
I agree with you that I think where there's a will, there's a way, right? So obviously I don't think that's happening with probably the most high profile athletes, but some of those guys, like with the high profile athletes, it's like there's clearly a business case to be made. That's their whole argument here, right? Is they want there to be a reasonable business case as to why a guy should be getting this money.
Ah, man, you know what? I forgot to buy my merch, Noah Kanaga.
We do need to get,
need
some,
to get some
merch.
We, Dylan?
We talked
not
about
we.
It.
Not me. I'm not wearing any
it
of his merchandise.
Kanaga.
God bless him. And God bless that that's his real name, apparently.
The real Kanega.
I'm not, that's what he should. I'm not getting any of that guy's merch. No offense to him.
He put that out on the streets. That man, NIL money would be through the roof.
I mean, they did. It's out there. You can buy it.
Nah, enough people don't know about it.
I want the clearinghouse to, like, ban all of that. Because that feels wrong.
You know how it was, wasn't it Jalen Milroe who had... Let a naysayer know. Yes.
That's what he needs to rip Reese that Davis off. Says
he
it was.
To rip that whole thing off. Let a Kanega know.
No, I don't like that. I feel very uncomfortable with all of this.
I'm wet.
I feel bad about all of it.
How about Kanega what?
I don't know the rules, but I feel like the rules are not in your favor here is all I'm saying. I don't know the rules. I know they're not in my favor. I know I'm not participating in any of this. During the 61-day period from May through June of this year, May 1st or June 30th, the CSC, the College Sports Commission's NIL clearinghouse, rejected $34 million worth of deals and cleared $113 million worth of deals. They say the average deal they approved during those 61 days was worth $14,792. The average deal they rejected was valued at $51,593. Only two deals are in arbitration, which I don't even ask me how their arbitration process works.
So the majority of the deals that they passed was $1,500?
$15,000.
Oh, $15,000. Okay.
But the majority that they rejected, the average of the ones they rejected was around $50,000.
Yeah, okay.
So let me tell you right now who's not going through this clearinghouse. Every SEC school. Like, I don't think for a second the SEC schools are like, oh, yeah.
Were they the ones missing
out? I wanted to give you the money, but damn, the clearinghouse told me I can't. It's SEC. Are you kidding me? You're talking about the group of people who founded Bagman University are going to, they're suddenly complying? No chance. I won't believe that for a second. The only difference is now the other schools that are complying and that are doing it, they have actually legitimate resources. And now you've got players who are saying, oh, yeah, I can come to some of these bigger northern schools and get paid and not have to deal with bag men. But down south, I'm quite sure that's still going on.
The bag man?
I'm quite sure it's going on up here,
it's too.
It's
probably going on everywhere. That's what I was about
to say. Yeah, but I'm saying, like, the SEC, you're telling me that robust network that the SEC had that just got broken up and obliterated? Like,
you think that?
There's no chance.
I don't think it's just the SEC. I think that if somebody was like, yeah, I want to go through the clearinghouse, and they said no, what's the difference? What's stopping me from just saying, all right, forget it, here.
Yeah.
Meet me here. Meet me over right. here.
Yes.
Here, take this McDonald's bag. Here, take right. that.
I obviously don't think that's happening for corporate sponsors. But if you're like local car dealer guy, I always use car dealership guy because I feel like that's who was doing it back in the day before we ever knew there was an IL. That was like always the thing that got popped back in the 80s, you know, with like Oklahoma.
The it would cars. Be there was,
yeah. Like somebody was working at a car dealership and getting a sweetheart deal.
Did Eric Dickerson get like a whole car? Or did something he? Like that?
Maybe he did. I don't know.
The Pony Express.
Oh well, there's been tons of tons of guys.
Former quarterbacks here that got whole cars.
Hey, there you guys.
I'm not gonna say any names.
Terrell Pryor.
Okay, you said the name.
I didn't say the name.
I have no idea. I wasn't here.
I do remember. Like
I can tell you all people I can tell you about is Braxton Cardell and JT. That's it.
I remember one of my first days in Columbus media. Where I got to go cover anything Buckeyes, and I went over the Woody Hayes and I saw the parking lot and I said, who parks over there? They're like, oh, that's the players lot. And I said, damn.
That's a
this was like 2003, 2004, 2000. I can't remember if it was 2004, 2005.
See, it really wasn't like that. The only person that had a nice car.
I'm not saying it was like Maseratis or anything.
The only person when I played,
it wasn't
that
like
had
that.
Like a car that I was like, yeah, was Mike. And Mike is.
No.
Was Mike Thomas. He's the only one. He had a Benz. His Benz was about as good as Coach Meyer's Benz.
Okay. Oh, hey, let him live. I'm just saying, like, when I saw that, it was like newer cars. And I was just like, wow, that's cool that all these like guys who basically just got out of high school or been in college for a year or two can all afford brand new cars, however they can. I didn't want to assume anything. But it was like eye-opening for the first time when I saw that.
TP's was like a Nissan 350Z. That was the rumor I remember it
Which
being.
Is not, I mean, yeah. it's not, like I said, that was not like getting a Ferrari.
They got a Bugatti over there now.
Hey, really?
No, I'm just saying.
Close.
This is in Austin, Texas.
Well, right. No, just so whatever. NIL Go is the clearinghouse. They're apparently, the last thing, Tyvus, and we can get to this when we come back, but I just thought about how mad someone would be if it's like, oh, I have $1 million lined up, and they're like, nope, sorry, can't do it. I mean, I might quit. I might make me quit the game.
I would tell them, meet me at McDonald's.
We're going to play a game of is this a big deal or not, coming up next. T-Bone and Tyvus on The Fan.
Fan traffic.
From the Atlas Butler Plumbing Services Traffic Center.
Some great news here. Finally seeing a disabled vehicle officially cleared out over on the west side by Lincoln Village. 270 northbound by West Broad Street, now in the clear. Really, the roads are not too bad on this Thursday. We have a live look over on the east side. No issues whatsoever. 270 both directions over by McCutcheon Road. Just in case you're heading towards 270 and 670, even towards that airport. I'm 10TV's Brianna Albizu with your
In App Only.
Buckeye Replay this summer takes you back to some of the greatest comebacks in Ohio State football history.
Holy Buckeye. This week, it's the 2002 edition of Ohio State at Purdue.
Hear Buckeye Replay this Saturday at 1 p.m. on The Fan.
All your favorite fan shows are available when you want them.
Head to 971thefan.com and hit that subscribe button.
The Fan, Ohio sports destination. If it's 4:30 in the morning and you see a ginger version of Dom DeLuise speeding down 33, don't panic. It's just T-Bone.
We are driving. We are driving.
We like driving. We like driving.
You're listening to T-Bone and Tyvus.
We are eating.
We are eating.
Couple of good suggestions in the YouTube chat. You want to get around the clearinghouse for the NCAA, the NIL clearinghouse that they founded. You had Joseph, who agreed with you, who said, time to bring back the McDonald's bag for the denied deals. Golf Central Ohio replied and said, or just keep signing $599 a month deals. Hey, that's right. It's over $600. But hey, just form a bunch of shell companies and just pay everybody like $500.
T. Nelson said TP was in the ball all the time getting free stuff.
That's what he said. Oh, Nelson in the chat?
Yeah.
He knows what he's talking about.
Said he was getting jewelry and clothes for free.
Listen, I don't know what other people think. I can only speak for what I think. What I have thought for years here at Ohio State is that I'm quite sure we got our own bag men here. Right. I'm not saying you took part in it. I'm saying if you wanted to find the money, if you wanted to find a way to get stuff, I'm sure you could if you looked and asked around.
Listen,
Do you think that's reasonable to say that? Like with anything, you don't smoke weed, you don't take drugs, you don't do any of that.
No.
Would you say that it would not be hard to find in the city of Columbus people who deal drugs if you wanted to? Of course, any of us could. This is my point, is that this stuff goes on everywhere. There are certainly bag men here. There's bag men at Iowa.
Well, first of all,
I don't know what they do other than drive their combine around and, like, you know,
corn in the bags.
There's corn in the bags.
Y'all
want some seed? You got a field to play in. I got your seed right here.
I was so poor in college, right? This is when I knew that Cardale was like, that was my dude, right? This is what happened. So one day I'm driving. So we get a check every 2 weeks when you live off campus is to pay your bills. And then when you pay your bills, you probably get roughly a couple, like $300, maybe $400 extra.
All right. Let's be real clear where the check comes from.
What do you mean?
You get a stipend.
Just making it clear.
It's a legal stipend.
Anyways, so
the man's name was Mike Stipend, and he dropped it off in a bag at your front door every day.
You are stupid. Anyways, so what happened was one day I was leaving out on Henderson Road. It's a Walgreen on Henderson Road, right? That's because me and Cardale stayed in Madison Park on Henderson Road. So
give us the exact address so we can go knock on whoever's door.
I don't remember the door number, but I can take you to it. I just don't remember what the door was. Anyways, so we stayed at Madison Park. Right up the street was a Walgreens.
Yeah.
So one day I went to Walgreens, and as I was coming out of Walgreens, it was like a ditch there, and I like ran in the ditch. Make a long story short, it popped my tire on my car.
Sure.
So I had to take some of my check and
go cover that.
So I was flat out broke. Right.
Yeah.
Because their other money went towards rent. So what happened was I was hungry. I had nothing to eat. I had no money to eat. You know what happened? Cardell was like, here, man, here, take my car and go get you something to eat. Yeah. It was at that moment that I knew Cardell was a real one.
Yeah, that's great.
And that's how poor we were.
Yes, I believe you, by the way.
How poor we were.
This is my point with all of this is
I
not to say.
I wish I had a bag man come through on that day.
My point with all this is to say that I am quite sure if you wanted to find it at any point at Ohio State, there were people around town who would take care of you in ways that were probably not legal. Do we think that Ohio, I can only speak for what's happening there now. You can speak to when you were there, whatever. But like everything I've gathered from all the people who I talk to who cover this team and who are around this team, I don't think there's any hinting of anybody here wanting to do anything other than follow the rules. Sometimes annoyingly so, Ross Bjork. Like it's almost like you want to follow them too much for me. But I'm saying like that's the vibe at Ohio State now.
Yeah, I don't know what it's like with the fans, but like even when I was playing, like one, we was on probation, and two, like a lot of the fans, because it was because of the TP, the Terrell Pryor and all the tattoo stuff, like a lot of our fans at that time was like, many a times they was like, oh, I want to help you. Am I allowed to do that? I don't want to get you guys in trouble. And it was like, Don't even do it.
I'm just pointing out that in any system like that, there are a lot of well-meaning people. And then there are some people who are not well-meaning who literally are just like, I don't care about the rules. I'll do whatever. Ohio State, I know, at least since Ryan Day has been there and probably before that too, to some degree. But Ryan Day, I know they have put an emphasis on finding guys who don't want to get in trouble. Right. That also sometimes annoyingly so, where they will go for a guy who they think is probably going to be a little bit better of a safer option off the field. Maybe he's not as good of a player on the field, but it causes a little bit of less of a headache.
Yeah.
And that causes them to have a little bit cleaner program. I'm saying the difference between that and say maybe at some other schools where they might go
Georgia.
Name names, I guess. Hey. My point is, there's other schools where they're like, oh, how fast were you going? 140 miles an hour? You got to play this weekend, so we're going to figure it out. Like, come join our NASCAR team at the University of Georgia. They don't run on the actual Atlanta Speedway. They run on whatever freeway runs out of Athens to Atlanta. I'm just saying, like, yeah, there are programs that I think look the other way more. And I don't know how many players over the course of the time at Ohio State, but I'm quite sure some players took advantage of that. Clearly, that's the case. It would be naive to think otherwise. All right, we're going to play a game called Is This a Big Deal? Because I don't know. And I guess I'm kind of ripping off. Don't Bishop and Friends do? Is this a thing?
Thing or not a thing.
I'm not trying to rip that off. But so I saw that Conor McGregor is coming back this weekend to fight Max Holloway at UFC 469, whatever the hell it is. I don't know what number it is.
Take Max Holloway.
I think it's 320.
Okay, sure, whatever. Who cares? I don't care. Whatever.
I just could not give a bollocks.
That's right. Yeah, exactly. Thank you, Conor McGregor. Is that him?
Yes.
Yeah, there we go. All right. So I'm not a fight fan. I'm not a UFC fan. I obviously know who Conor McGregor is. I have watched a couple of his fights over the years. I am not planning to watch this one, but I am asking you guys, so I think both of you watch the fights more than I do. Is this a big deal? Is it a big deal that Conor McGregor is coming back after all this time off? I think it was 2021 was the last time he fought.
Didn't he lose? I feel like his last couple of fights he got hurt in, didn't he?
Did he? Yeah. Okay. Like, I mean, I'm just saying.
He kicked somebody and messed his ankle, snapped his ankle.
That was Dustin Poirier when he threw the leg kick and he broke something.
Ooh.
And then he lost to Khabib, didn't he?
Oh, did he lost to Dustin Poirier back-to-back, and then he's lost three of his last
four
fights.
That's what I thought, okay. Yeah, so no.
So he kind of retired himself in a way, or not retired, because he apparently on his deal he has two more fights.
And that was in 2021, by the way, last time he fought.
Okay, so they signed a deal for him to have two more fights. He's got one now, and they said the other one's going to be sometime next year in the spring. Although his manager I saw was talking to a podcast where he basically said it could be sooner than that. He wants to be really active and he wants to go try to get another belt. And like, I don't know. Is this moving the needle for fight fans to go watch this? Or are you kind of like the way I get when it's a player who's gone past his prime in the NFL or something like that? Like when Phillip Rivers came back, remember that like last year was that with the Colts?
Yeah.
I mean, it was cool for like a hot second, and then very quickly I was like, he just looks not the same. Like
he literally had a dad bod out there.
Well, yeah, dad bought it, and also he just,
he
like,
made,
his
he
arm.
Felt like I could get back out there. That's what he did.
His arm was falling off 4 years ago when he stopped playing, and now it's even worse. And I thought, yeah, it's impressive that he came back after 4 years on the shelf and was able to survive NFL games. That is impressive. But as far as watching him look anything close to his prime, it was kind of sad and pathetic. And that's what I'm saying with Connor McDavid, him too. Connor McGregor. I love to see Connor McDavid make a comeback here in Columbus. That'd be awesome. But no, Connor McGregor, I feel like for me, if I were a Fight fan, I wouldn't care. But I'm curious if he has that pool for people.
I mean, I feel like people going, like,
people are
gonna tune in.
Yeah, they're gonna be curious. Yeah. The Fight Game.
Now that it's on Paramount Plus and like accessible, like,
hey, you don't have to pay for it, right? I mean, unless if you have Paramount Plus,
yeah, if you
it's
got
not
Paramount
like,
Plus. Like, yeah.
But do you have to pay extra for that? Like,
no,
you,
it's no, part no, of the subscription. Part of,
yeah. Oh, so it's not like you have to pay like an extra $50
no,
or something.
You know, Paramount went up like $2 though.
Oh,
something like
well,
that.
That's it was. Yeah. I got it for the soccer, so I'm good. I'll just you know, yeah, I mean, you know what? Now that I know that, there. I might flip over and see what it is.
Plus, just go right on. It'll be on there.
Fight, like mock him.
Fight fans are the biggest sucker for big names. Think about when Mike Tyson just fought Logan Paul and how many millions of people watched
so
that.
Stupid.
Or like Ronda Rousey's comeback. They'll watch just because it's Conor McGregor, but dudes that come back after not fighting for 5 years at his age. Doesn't bode well. Max Holloway, boy's active.
Okay.
I'm about to say, I got my money on Max Holloway on this
sure.
one.
Yeah, I don't blame you for that. All right, best foods for an eating contest. That's the list. We'll do that next. T-Bone and Tyvus on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
From the Atlas Butler Plumbing Services Traffic Center.
Right now, the commute from Grove City not looking too bad on this Thursday. We're talking 270 eastbound, 62 eastbound, even 71 northbound as you're heading up downtown, especially over towards Greenlawn Avenue. Looking nice and smooth out there. Lastly, for our friends traveling from the north side to downtown, we're talking 315 in that southbound direction. Only a 3 minute commute. It will take you between 270 over towards Bethel Road. I'm 10TV's Brianna Albizu with your
fan.com.
Broadcasting live from the McDaniel GM Superstore Studios, driving excellence since 1916. Chevrolet. Together, let's drive. WBNS HD1 Columbus.
Good morning, I'm Dylan Gonzalez. The NCAA has sent a letter of inquiry to the University of Cincinnati regarding former Bearcats quarterback Brendan Sorsby and his time with the football program. The NCAA is looking into whether or not the athletic staff had knowledge of Sorsby's betting during his time with the team. On the diamond in Cincinnati, Reds rookie All-Star Sal Stewart homered twice, and the team went yard a combined five times in an 11-5 victory over the Phillies. The rubber match against Philadelphia takes place tonight at 7:10, and the Cleveland Guardians lost in walk-off fashion 6-5 versus the Twins last night. The Guards are now losers of four straight. They'll try to avoid getting swept in Minnesota this afternoon at 1:40. This update is sponsored by Turbo Track Realty. Done with that property? Call John Kozik at Turbo Track Realty. He'll buy today for cash. 614-472-000. Breaking sports news right here on The Fan, Ohio's sports destination.
Both of these men love the Browns. Also, both of these men hate the Browns. If you know, you know. This is T-Bone and Tyvus.
Tomorrow, 8:30 in the a.m., Tyvus Powell says he can beat Eric Badlands Booker's record of drinking a gallon of lemonade in under, was it 20.42 seconds, Dylan?
That is correct.
Okay, 20.42 seconds.
Light work.
Great. As I've said, I commend you for wanting to attempt something that you will no doubt fail at. However, I think it's admirable that you're lining up to do this and fail. But if you can keep a gallon of lemonade down, I will be very impressed by that. Because I don't know that a stomach is meant to handle a gallon of lemonade. However, because there's a chance he you may not it. Keep... He's the only one. Did you watch the rest of the competition? Everybody
let me,
else.
Let me go look at
it. It was just a sprinkler system of vomit.
What's his
it was
name?
Just everywhere. Eric Booker. Eric Badlands Booker, I believe, is his name.
Tyvus, don't watch the video and don't try to do this before tomorrow.
No. Tomorrow is the day. 8:30. The mechanisms here of fan promotions are in play. We have the IT department guys are involved. We have everybody up in promotions is working on it.
It's because it's cold. That's why the one guy stopped.
So but then they start throwing up is the thing. So,
well, your Milo's has been in the fridge since Monday. So you might want to determine how cold you want to be and take it out accordingly.
I'm going to take it out when I get here tomorrow.
Tomorrow at 8:30, you're going to try to drink the gallon.
We're going to
do
it
on the
outside.
Air.
You want it warm?
We're gonna try to document it with video in some way. I don't know if we'll be able to put it right on the YouTube stream immediately. We will have the audio for you. I think we're working on getting a camera out there too. But anyway, the point is, we will have that all for you tomorrow at 8:30. So be here. Check it out. And of course, if you miss anything from the show ever, you can get the podcast. Podcast brought to you by our friends.
Doing her thing on this.
Podcast brought to you by our friends at Capital Ford of Columbus. Fan podcast. Just look up T-Bone and Tyvus on your favorite podcast app. But yeah, that's... Is there a woman you said that did it? Did she finish it?
She didn't finish it. No, she was in the competition.
Also, I saw a couple people weighing in on the Conor McGregor thing. Chris G said he would be watching. DeBucks06 said the Rivers thing, Phillip Rivers coming back, is different from Conor McGregor because it's one or two fights, and if he's too old, you see a ass whooping. Yeah, that's right. That's a fair point. Also, we have a couple suggestions for our list topics. Why don't we get to that?
The best, the worst, and sometimes even the dumbest. It's all here on The List.
Sponsored by Baths R Us. Go to BathsRUs.com to schedule your free estimate. Baths R Us, where dreams soak in.
All right. So we asked you today, and we're going to give our own suggestions too. The best foods for an eating contest, given that Tyvus is doing the lemonade challenge tomorrow at 8:30. I'm going to start off with a suggestion that I don't think you guys are ready for. You ever go to like a Chinese buffet? I don't know who originated this food stuff, but I love it. That's the place.
Edamame.
Well, I didn't even think about edamame, but that's one that you could do probably too. You ever had the bacon wrapped like crab leg? Not crab leg, but the little crab meat, little piece of bacon wrapped around with a toothpick.
Oh, yeah. Not the crab. It's more like imitation crab meat
or something. It's not like a crab leg. It's crab meat of some
kind.
Correct,
yes.
I could eat those. I could eat a whole pan of those and not even blink. Those things never fill me up. I could eat them all the time. That is the one that I'm starting off with. Say, if you gave me one of those, I think I could beat a lot of people in that eating contest.
What about a Krispy Kreme donut?
I think the breading would fill you up too quick. Like, I mean, I would inhale
crazy
them.
To hear you say the light fluffy.
They're light
donut.
And fluffy, but then after you get a bunch of them in there, eventually they're going to catch up to you and they're going to expand back to their original size. You can smoosh them down.
Me personally, if I was to enter a contest and feel confident about my chances, it would be like popcorn shrimp. I can knock those.
Oh, popcorn
things.
Shrimp! Yeah,
I could knock them back all day.
I could probably
eat them like potato chips.
Yeah. Well, that's, you know what? I could do cocktail shrimp too. Are you a cocktail shrimp?
I'm a cocktail shrimp guy.
Cold shrimp? I can do that.
Are you doing it with or without the sauce?
Oh, give me that cocktail sauce too.
Okay,
I like all that.
Like if you did the hot dog eating contest, would you use condiments?
No. You can't.
It's a waste of space.
See, here's the thing. When I was thinking of this,
what do you
I was
mean
thinking.
It's a waste? I can't.
Your stomach only has so much room.
I'm not doing
it,
dear. I'm not doing it. If I can't get some stadium mustard, I'm not doing it.
Joey Chestnut does 80 hot dogs.
He did
and
66.
Buns. Well, like he has
his record
done it
is
in
like
past.
76 yeah. or 78.
You're talking
or something
about
like that.
The past. Yeah. We got recent.
But he's saying he's done it.
On this. 66.
Make your point,
okay.
Dylan. Because
he ate 66 hot dogs and buns, not 66 hot dogs and buns with ketchup on them.
Right. I'm saying, Tyvus, like when you're talking volume like that, if you put ketchup or mustard on every single one of them, you're probably talking about like a quart of that or a pint of it. Like that's added. That's like a pint of mustard going in after you put it on every single hot dog. There's no way that's going to take away from the total amount you can finish. And I also
and
think
I get more volume per suck.
That's right. Whatever that guy said was spot on.
I agree with him.
I agree 100% with that guy. I stand by what I said. I'm saying when you go to do an eating contest, you don't want breaded. You want the breading is okay, but you don't want anything that's like expandable, like a loaf
we want
of
less volume. Per
you can
suck.
Take a loaf of bread, squish it down, shove it in your face, and then what does it do? It expands back, is what I'm saying.
So it's not necessarily the dolls, it's the buns that get these people.
That's where I'm saying when you suggested Krispy Kreme donuts, I'm saying something like a bacon wrapped piece of crab meat, that is going to stay that size no matter what. It's just going to be broken down and chopped into finer pieces, but it's not going to re-expand. It's not going to refill your stomach.
What about?
And I feel like, you need small, dense, like protein, not big fluffy things of like carbs. I think the carbs would make you feel bloated. I feel like the little
Chicken nuggets.
Chicken nuggets would be
chicken
okay.
Chicken nuggets is on my list.
Chicken nuggets.
Dude, chicken yes. nuggets.
I do. I one day want to do the Denver Nuggets challenge.
I
think I might.
I think.
What is it? You probably need to get like 100 piece.
Well, yeah, because it's if you don't know that, it's whenever the Cavs. I forget what Cavs fan started that. Was it Reflog? I know he's posted about it.
I'm not 100% sure.
Anyway, Cavs fans, the challenge is like beat the Nuggets. Whenever they play the Nuggets, you try to eat more Nuggets than the actual Denver Nuggets score in that game. So, yeah, depending on the night, I think there was one game where it was like they went to 130, and it's it's not going to happen. But, yeah, they stay in the 90s or the low 100s.
I feel like I might. It'll be hard. I ain't gonna lie. You see, after I get to 50.
Can you eat a nugget without dipping sauce, though? Because, again, the sauce is...
No, I'm not doing that.
See,
I'm not doing that.
I'm wasting your volume.
I'm not doing that.
I have raw dog.
First of all, we're not about to sit here act like the nuggets from McDonald's is just that good.
If they come out piping hot,
they're fine.
I can eat it without sauce.
Man, stop.
I can raw dog a 10-piece nugget like nothing. Like, so not good. Even think about it. I don't need sauce.
You look at it as just an appetizer.
Yeah,
give me the 10-piece on the side, but I really want a double quarter pound.
I wish McDonald's had a third, like, you know how they have now two drive through like the split lane where you have one on each side. I wish they had a third one, like at the beginning of the restaurant, where it's like, while I'm deciding what I want, give me a 10-piece chicken, man, so I can kind of really think about what I want. That's what I need. I need that lane.
By the way, yesterday I tried their creamy chili sauce that's supposed to go with their McCrispy chicken strips,
yeah,
but I ate it with chicken nuggets and it was really good. But
I felt like that's been there though.
Yeah, that's the first time I had it. I'm not a food connoisseur like you, so I wasn't unaware of what sauce.
I got it because when they came out with the tenders, I just got the sauce with it because I just wanted to try the whole thing, and I only got like a 3 or 4 piece, and I was like, oh yeah, the sauce is pretty good.
But when Tyvus had the idea of doing this list, the first thing I thought was what do I think I could do?
Yeah,
and for me, it's bacon. But during this conversation, this conversation, I looked up the record, and it's essentially you have to eat a pound of bacon a minute, and I don't think I could do it.
Oh, a pound a minute?
Yes, the world record I believe is 6 pounds in 6 minutes.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah. No.
God!
5 pounds of bacon in 5 minutes and 21 seconds.
Crab Rangoon.
I think that would be too filling. I feel like you'd get
Joseph said that. He said the brewery down the road from my apartment does a crab rangoon contest each July 4th.
I would puke.
Well, that's what I'm saying. And boy,
like,
that
I
would
like
be,
crab rangoon.
What about not chicken
wings? Listen, not that there's great smelling vomit, but the worst smelling vomit would be crab rangoon vomit. Oh, no. You don't want any of that. That's no, not at all. Again, I'm not looking at this like, I want to be clear. When I brought up the like bacon wrapped crab meat thing, I'm not saying I could win an eating contest. I'm saying I could be in an eating contest and not bow out.
I would be competitive.
I would go the entire time, and I probably would lose to an actual competitive eater. I'm just saying, like, it wouldn't be like after 2 minutes, I'd be like, ugh, I can't do this anymore. Like, I could do that all day. I could eat chicken nuggets all day, orange chicken, which I know is kind of the same thing, but I could eat orange chicken all day, too. Now, that's a lot of sauce, though.
You can eat all that, but you can't drink a gallon of lemonade.
Yeah, I don't think I could. Not in 20.42 seconds. Like, you're claiming.
Don't think about it. Just go.
Mm. All right.
You know, Tyvus, with the amount that you've been going to Panda Express recently, I think you've already done the crab rangoon challenge.
Panda Express got crab rangoon?
Yeah.
Yeah, they have that.
I had no idea.
That's going to change your life right there. Rusty in the chat, by the way, said the fact that Tyvus says he could do 100 chicken nuggets but can't do the Arby's 5 for 5, that's cap. I agree.
Right, I'm not sitting in Arby's eating 5 roast beef sandwiches. That's just not happening.
All right. Keep sending in your suggestions. @Bone and Tyvus 971. We'll read some when we get back. Also, one NBA team is trying really hard to land LeBron James. Details next. T-Bone and Tyvus on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
From the Atlas Butler Plumbing Services Traffic Center.
Good morning and happy Thursday. Well, some great news if you live over towards that southeast side of Columbus. I was seeing some slowdowns on 33 in that westbound direction, typically over by Gender Road. That is no longer the case. So if you're heading downtown, even 33 and 270, that interchange, you will see no issues on this early Thursday morning. Really not seeing any crashes around the metro, so looking pretty great out there. Of course, just go slow and be patient. I'm 10TV's Brianna Albizu with your fan show.
Join Rothman and Ice every Thursday at 2:30 for Gold Jacket Thursday.
Presented by the Pro Football Hall of Fame.
A new Hall of Famer joins the show every week. But not OJ, because he's dead and probably a murderer. The Fan. Fan weather.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
It's a warm start to the day, and that'll set us up for a warm afternoon. Highs in the upper 80s today with a partly sunny sky and light wind. Partly cloudy skies tonight, warm again, lower 70s. For tomorrow, partial sunshine, some isolated storms are possible. Highs back in the upper 80s. For The Fan, I'm 10 Weather Impact meteorologist Justin Gertz.
We test marketed naming the show A Guy and His Butlers.
Oh, that is very touching.
But we thought Bishop and Friends had a better ring to it.
Weekday mornings at 9.
The Fan. Tyvis Powell is a legendary Buckeye. T-Bone loves to eat Buckeyes. You're listening to T-Bone and Tyvis.
You know, the age is starting to creep up on me, and I don't want to feel like it. The other day, I felt a little foggy. I just didn't feel right, you know, so I went to go see my people at Tri-State Men's Health, got a shot in the ace, and I was back. The sex drive was back. I was in there lifting like the Hulk the next day. Everything was all good. If you are experiencing these symptoms where you have a decrease in libido, you're putting on weight, less productive at the gym, poor sleep patterns, or you're sad and depressed, then you need to go to TriStateMensHealth.com and take their low T quiz. After that, you want to schedule a consult with TriState Men's Health where they'll do the lab work and have your results within 30 minutes. The cost of the appointment right now is only $99. There's two locations located in Columbus. One is in Hilliard, the other one's in Westerville. Most men wait a year longer. There's no need to wait. Don't ignore the signs. Call today and take the first steps towards feeling better. Call them today at 800-900-9654 or visit TriStateMensHealth.com. Featured therapies are compounded and have not been evaluated nor approved by the FDA. Provider prescription requires. See websites for details.
I saw that Chris G in the chat, he brought up that
he said he did a milk challenge or something.
He
like
said
that.
You're definitely going to puke tomorrow. So 8:30 tomorrow, Tyvis is going to attempt to drink a gallon of lemonade. Chris said, I know you're going to puke because he said I had to do a milk challenge where I drank a gallon of milk in an hour and I puked.
Milk is different though.
But it's still volume. It's the same amount of fluid. It might weigh different or something, but it's the same amount of fluid. No, I don't know how that works.
So I have done this before where like, all right, so this is what happened. Let me give you the story. Back when I was at Ohio State, me and Coach Mick made a deal. I had to go on to a family reunion, so I was going to miss some workouts. So he said, this is what I want you to do. He says, every day you come in here, I want you to be a pound over your weight. So like the first day, 1 pound, the next day, 2 pounds, okay. Blah, blah, blah. That was the deal. So when we come back, I need you to be your weight. 205 was the weight.
Okay.
So I would do it, come back from the reunion, and I'm significantly underweight. Significantly.
Oh. Okay.
So I had a gallon of water and I start chugging the water and I'm just chugging. And this is all within like maybe 5-10 minutes of me getting on the scale. Make a long story short, I finished a gallon of water. I got on the scale, weighed myself, hit the weight. I proceeded to go walk into the indoor because that's where we were starting. We was doing stuff on the indoor with like parachutes and stuff. Soon as I walked in there, I threw up.
Oh.
Now, he didn't see that because if he saw that, then the weight wouldn't have counted. So I did throw up a little bit of water.
Oh, yeah.
So it's on the table.
I know it is.
It's
tomorrow
on the table.
8:30. And you say on the table, that's good. We're actually tomorrow at 8:30. We're not doing it in the studio. We are going to have our YouTube cameras out there. We're going to do it live from Common Man and Timmy's ping pong table. Tyvis drinks an entire gallon of lemonade and aims it right at their table. And if he does throw up, it's going all over that. That's where it's headed for. By the way, Chris G also in the chat, we were talking about eating challenges. And he said that he thought that a we were talking about the eating challenges, but then you also brought up something totally different. The Noah Kanaga jersey that you wanted.
Yeah.
Chris G said that would be a good fantasy football loser punishment is to make someone that who loses your fantasy league have to wear Noah Kanega gear. I didn't get to tell you. I forgot all about this. The fantasy football punishment I saw up in Marysville the other day. We were at the 4th of July parade, and on Marysville's parade is not like the most, like I know like in UA, apparently they do like floats for every street.
Yeah, to ask, like, that's a Reeser question.
No, Reeser was telling me about it. It's like every street puts together their own thing. They work all year on it. They get architects involved. They do this whole thing. We don't do that. We just have like flatbed trucks and tractors, and it's kind of more low key, and it's fun. It's nice. There was a guy just walking down the street in our parade carrying a flag and wearing a t-shirt that said, "I suck at fantasy football." And so I saw this guy, I don't know who he is. And I said, "Hey, better luck next year, buddy," you know, like that. And then everybody looked at me like, "Do you know him? What's that about?" And I was just like, "He clearly lost his fantasy football league. You're not reading this? Like, it says I suck at football. This is his punishment.
So he
finished last. Clearly this guy finished last."
So he was behind the whole parade and had to walk the whole, whatever, 2 miles.
The entire way.
I
think that's a pretty good punishment. I hadn't thought of that one, but that's
usually
good.
Usually a lot of people make people eat their way out of McDonald's. Well,
or like Waffle House, the one where it's like, go there and you have to eat a waffle. You have to be there 24 hours, but every waffle you eat, you get an hour off of the time, which I'd said, great, I'd be out of there in like 4 hours. I'd be done. That'd be no problem.
I'm glad that I don't.
Although I don't know if I could eat that many waffles. I mean, waffles are bread, like I was talking about. That would be a lot of expansion.
I don't stink that much at fantasy football. I'm always in the playoffs with a shot to win it all. So that's something that I'm never worried about.
I hope this year every player on your team gets hurt. Not for them, just for you. Like, just so it now that you matter. Brag
there's
like
no,
this.
There's no punishment.
You need one in your league. I want there to be a punishment.
The fan won't let me in theirs. They got.
Oh,
the
really?
They don't got
the
no
salespeople aren't letting you into that.
I mean, they ain't got no spots. I mean, they
kick someone out. You're Tyvis Powell. What are we talking about?
No,
come on.
No, I need to. I'm trying to cut my leagues back. I'm
good
trying to
you.
Go down to two leagues this year.
I cut my leagues back to zero because I got done with the fantasy football. Ever since legalized gambling came in, sorry, I don't need these.
I got
to
sweat out waiver wire things, get up at 4 a.m.
trying to like add player. Like, no, I'm
the
out
difference
on that.
Between you guys and I is
I know
that
you can't do that.
I am not Brendan Sorsby. I cannot bet on it.
By all right, you can't. I had to look up Noah Kanega merch. And I'm buying T-Bone this shirt.
No, you're not. You can buy it. I'm not wearing it.
What is
the very first thing says?
I don't know.
Hold on. Let me get it together.
Are you okay? Are you okay over there?
Don't slip up.
The very first shirt says, "I Noah Kanega."
I like it. Love it. You know what? T-Bone's birthday is next month.
You just better make sure that's a size that people want at the Goodwill, because that's where it's right where it's going. It's not staying here. I promise you that. I'm not wearing that shirt. So apparently one NBA team trying really hard to land LeBron James. That is 76ers. So Bob Myers, who you may remember was on ESPN, but before that he was the architect of this little team called the Golden State Warriors back in their dynastic run. Now he is the president of sports for Blitzer Sports and Entertainment, which is the group that owns the Sixers. So apparently he went on to Rich Paul's podcast, who is, if you don't know, Rich Paul, Clutch Sports, LeBron's agent. This is what he said, Bob Myers, about where LeBron should go.
If he was here, I'd say I honestly believe this is your best chance to win. You have to decide all the other things that are equally important, because it's his life, right? He has to play. He has to face the scrutiny of his decision that half the people will say, you should have done this or should have done that. And they'll criticize him for whatever, which is his life. So he's been through all that. What I would just say is, if it's about winning let's talk about this team, because you can win here in Philadelphia.
All right. So he says Sixers are the place to go.
Anyways,
wow, you don't think he's got a point? You agree with that?
First of all, let's put it to you this way. Any place that LeBron chooses, he can win there.
That's fair. Okay, and if that's very fair.
And if it's, what are we really talking about? Is it really about winning? Because if it's about him winning a championship, then he needs to go to Oklahoma City or the Spurs, and he will walk right into the championship and win.
So that's
not that part. That part has nothing to do with it. And then if you go to the top three teams that's listed is the Cavs, the Heat, and the 76ers. Sixers.
Yeah.
Which one, if he goes to any one of them three, that puts them over the other two.
I guess what he, I, the
so
way
what
I,
are we talking
the
about
way
here?
I took that was he's saying if you come to Philly, you add into what we already have, you fit better here, the team on the court would be better
you
than
put if, him in, you put if, him in with Cleveland.
No, you, but if you put him in with, thing. If you put him in with Cleveland, it's Donovan Mitchell, it's James Harden and him. That's three very ball dominant players who like, that doesn't make
they
sense.
They just told me that this man was just thrived in the three role last year.
He did. But I'm saying, like, I still think that it matters not just how much talent you have, but how those pieces fit together. I can understand his pitch of saying, I think the Sixers are the best combination of you can win now, given that that will now create a fit situation. It's a little bit different than what you have in Cleveland or what you have in Miami.
Is Tyrese Maxey not a ball dominant guy?
He is.
Is Jaylen Brown not a ball dominant guy?
Oh yeah.
The reason he wanted out is because he's a ball dominant guy.
I will be
so you're going to put LeBron with him.
What are you talking about? AJ Edgecombe and Embiid.
What are we talking about?
I forgot Jaylen Brown was there.
Tell Bob Myers to go fix another team. His pitch is trash.
Jaylen Brown happened like 2 minutes ago. I forgot that he's there. All
trash.
Right, fine.
Trash
right.
Take.
I take it back.
Loser talk.
What's he? Okay, then my other comment is, what's he supposed to say? Don't come here. We hate it. We don't want you here.
Don't make it seem like this is just the best option. Like, it's LeBron James. Any one of them three teams he chooses would automatically put him over the other two.
Whatever team LeBron goes to, they will be the favorite to win the Eastern Conference.
That is fair. Also, this is not for nothing, but if you go watch the video, this podcast, it annoyed me to no end that they had the microphone set in the most douchey way possible on this podcast. They were like, the microphones were like 8 feet away from the people talking. So every time they moved their head, it went like this. And I couldn't watch this video clip. Dylan said it was in the group chat, made me lose my mind. That's just my old radio man anger coming out there. The government getting involved to protect Caitlin Clark. Details in 2 minutes. T-Bone and Tyvus on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
From the Atlas Butler Plumbing Services Traffic Center.
Well, for our friends in Plain City and even parts of Dublin, your commute times are looking great. 33 eastbound and westbound, no issues to report there. Even if you're heading towards that 270, 161, and 33 interchange, that's still nice and green on that time saver traffic map out there. And lastly, for our friends, sticking towards that west side, really over by Hilliard, only a 6 minute commute on 270 between 33 to Roberts Road. I'm Penn TV's Brianna Albizu with your
benefits. T-Bone and Tyvus is sponsored by Capital Ford of Columbus. Find your dream ride and get approved fast at CapitalFordOfColumbus.com. Tyvus hates Girl Scout cookies.
I hate it.
And little girls. And America.
I hate it, hate, hate.
Seriously, Tyvus, what the hell?
Okay, whatever this is, I already hate it.
You're listening to T-Bone and Tyvus.
Somebody just dropped off a couple goodies here.
Oh,
so
yeah,
I have been saying.
Yeah.
I have been saying.
Was it Joseph?
I think, was it Joseph or Steven?
No, Joseph.
Joseph. Joseph, that's right.
In the YouTube chat.
Yeah, in the YouTube chat. So I had been saying these little McDonald's cups they've been doing with the World Cup.
Yeah.
I got almost all of them. The one I can't get, and I've eaten like 20 McNuggets
Hold on. I didn't know that.
Well, I have almost all of them.
You did that?
Yeah.
I didn't know you was just a McDonald's lover like this. I thought it was Taco Bell.
He's trying to get the cups.
I'm a sucker for marketing. And so, yes, when they said it's a Ronaldinho cup, I said, I got to get it. I didn't get one. And so Joseph in the YouTube chat said, I got one for you. I'll drop it off. And sure enough,
let me see this cup.
Not only was that dropped off for us, I don't know if Joseph did this too. There's also like a 12 pack of.
Yeah, he did. He said, Rodinho cup and treat for you all. Just dropped off up front.
Joseph, thank you very much for that. I really appreciate that. Yeah, look at this guy. That's Ronaldinho with the World Cup. Like, he won a World Cup. He's holding the trophy.
Yeah.
My God, Ronaldinho.
Do you know what's good material?
Do you know what's been coming with the Happy Meals, Ben?
What's that?
They have the World Cup of Squishmallows.
Yeah.
Is that what that is? My kid has been trying to collect those
things.
And I
didn't know. My daughter got the, I think it's the Australian one, Donnie.
Oh, okay. I don't know.
But one of them is an axolotl, and she's obsessed with those.
My kids are, they went through the axolotl phase too. I swear.
I don't even know what that is.
It's like I didn't know it was a real creature until two years ago.
It's the only reason these salamanders exist is because children have found them and think they're cute. Because like no other reason.
It's an amphibian.
Yeah. It's like a big salamander.
Like something off Pokemon.
It sounds like something off Pokemon. Like, did you get the Charizard? No, I got the axolotl. Yeah. Right. That sounds exactly right. But it's a real creature, apparently. Yeah, I think axolotls have been kept in business by like kids under 12. Because that's the demo they seem to do very well with, for, at least in my household. And now, Dylan, you're saying your kid's into that too.
Yeah, but before we move on to what you teased, I find the Rich Paul podcast over the past couple of weeks interesting because that's where he kind of said LeBron is driving for happiness. Then that's where he said, like, hey, he'll play for the minimum if it's the right situation. Basically, he's saying all this stuff about LeBron's free agency. Then he has Bob Myers on. Like, do you guys think that this could be like how free agency and recruiting happens in the future? Like LeBron being recruited via podcast in 2020 is like the most 2026 thing ever.
Well,
do you think
right.
this is just a LeBron thing, or do you think we could see stuff like this in the future where we kind of get to see how the sausage is made when it comes to free agency and we have executives coming on agents' podcast to pitch stuff?
Well, I'm sure many years ago when this first started happening, now this is almost like old hat, but like I'm sure the first time a college football coach landed in some backwater Arkansas town with a helicopter and then walked over to a football field to shake the hand of mom and dad of the star quarterback that, you know, like that they're recruiting. I'm sure the first time that happened, it was like, wow, did you see that coach came over here to say hi to our kid? Now that's like, we know that these college coaches will literally go anywhere to visit a kid. They'll go watch AAU basketball games of a star football player just to show they were there.
Yeah.
I think in the NBA now, especially with this second apron stuff where the super team thing isn't as likely to stay, teams are going to be moving players, big name guys are going to be even more on the move than they have been. Yeah, I think you're going to go any way you can. And the NBA has all these tampering rules. So what's wrong with a guy who runs a team going on a podcast? Is that I thought this was a free country. Like that's what they're going to say is you got to be able to let them do something. So if I go on a podcast, it just so happens to be the guy's agent. Well, and like Max Kellerman's sitting there too. It's not like it's just Rich Paul. It's got the legitimacy of an actual sports podcast. Just happens to be run by one of the biggest power brokers in all of sports.
I got two things. One, Minnesota came to my basketball game when he was recruiting me in high school. And I
Which coach was that?
I don't remember.
That's how much he was considering going there.
Okay. But that's what I'm talking about.
I was about to foul out the game. I got like two fouls real quick, real early in the game. It was a shame.
Were you nervous or just?
No.
Oh, it just happened that way.
Yeah. I mean, I was aggressive. I was an aggressive defensive player.
That's usually code for not good on defense. But go ahead. That's fine. Because I was an aggressive defensive player, and I got fouled too.
What do you mean?
I was a defensive specialist to this day.
I'm still a defensive menace.
Was it Jerry Kill?
Oh, would that have been Jerry Kill time? It wasn't
the head coach. It was one of the assistant coaches that was there. Yeah. But anyways, so yeah, that happened. I remember that. Two, what happened to players don't speak to organizations directly anymore?
Players don't have to have the guy who is technically, look, you could have Bob Myers.
Give me your pitch.
If you're a podcast host, you could have Bob Myers on to say, this is the guy who helped get the Warriors to be what they were. Yeah. He runs this, not just the Sixers. He runs the entire, you know, organization of ownership there for that group.
Well, I told you that LeBron always loved the Golden State's organization, and he was a fan of Bob Myers because Bob Myers started that organization. They ran it really well, and LeBron has always been a fan of that. So
you don't think the Sixers consider that when they're hiring?
Correct.
For that job?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, it wouldn't be shocking if he went there. The only thing is that he has no ties to Philly. Like,
no, but I feel like
the only reason I can see him going to Philadelphia is because Philadelphia ain't won a ring in I don't know when the last.
Yeah.
They ain't even been to the finals since Allen Iverson lost 4-1 to the Lakers.
Did Dr. J win a ring? I'm trying to think like that long ago.
That would be the only the only reason he would do this is to further improve his legacy. I went to four different organizations and won a ring in every different location.
I mean, that is like...
What,
the only reason I'm putting a lot of stock on the Philly thing, because so Shams Charania said that it's down to the Heat, the Cavs, and the Sixers. Well, two of those organizations, we know the reasons why he's considering them. He has ties to both of those teams. It would be from a, you know, storyline, fan base perspective, both those cities would love to have him back. They have a need to fill on their rosters. He could do that. Cleveland is obviously home. Miami's where he won a bunch of titles. However, the Sixers being a part of that says there's some smoke to this, right? Like, if it, you know what I mean? Like, why would they be on it? You would think
they're the most random of the three.
Right. It's like you said, there's no ties, there's no anything else. So the fact that they're even in the running is kind of interesting. The fact Rich Paul is having Bob Myers on his podcast, this may all just be to keep us talking about LeBron.
He does like to be in that spot.
And his agent is not dumb. Rich Paul knows what he's doing, clearly, with all this to drum up interest.
Part of me thinks that he doesn't want to add another team to his resume. But another thing Rich Paul said in one of these podcasts is that if the Knicks didn't win the championship, there would be no recruitment. LeBron would be a Knick. He said that. So he doesn't want the team hopping. He's conscious of the team hopping narrative. And that's to your point why the Cavs and the Heat are probably the favorites of where he's going to go with the Knicks.
I'm just saying the Sixers being a part of it is just like,
I don't think they're out of it.
Well, I'm saying, like, why would you include them unless, because the other two make total sense.
Right.
They're obvious reasons why he would go to those. This one is not as obvious other than they have a decent roster. You put him on it. But like you just said, that Jaylen Brown thing really messed me up because I totally forgot he went there. Like, that does make all of that dynamic so much weirder because Jaylen Brown, too, just said, like, remember the comments he had after this season with the Celtics where he said, I love this season the most. And it's like, you love the season where you were the number one guy.
Well, clearly he's an idiot. So,
well, that was an idiotic thing to say, but if it's how he genuinely feels that he loved being the number one guy so much,
and him and Max are going to fight.
Him and Max are going to fight. If LeBron goes there, you can score 50 a night. LeBron is still going to be a storyline. And I know no one's going to consider him the better player than those two guys right now, or at least not Jaylen Brown right now, but it would be hard to live in LeBron's shadow if you're a guy like Jaylen Brown, who apparently does not like to live in shadows. So, I don't know. That one seems like that could be a weird fit, which is why the fact is this team keeps popping up is very odd to me.
Man, make the decision so people can go on with their life.
You know that's the opposite of what he's trying to do.
Yeah,
get as much attention as you possibly can.
He made people wait 29 minutes just to hear him say, I'm going to South Beach.
By the way, yesterday
that was all for the Boys and Girls.
Yesterday was the 16th anniversary.
Guess who was in the crowd?
Was it really?
Yeah.
You know,
I know who's in the crowd. Guy who's playing in Cleveland right
now,
right?
That's
right. Spider. Donovan Mitchell.
It's about to be a full circle.
Oh, if that happens, that will be a really cool thing.
He watched his hero leave the Cavs, only for him to come back years later to join him in the Cavs.
All right. So we'll get to this story I tease next. Government officials apparently are getting involved to protect Caitlin Clark. We'll tell you about it next. T-Bone and Tyvus on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
From the Atlas Butler Plumbing Services Traffic Center.
Well, about time. We are finally seeing some slowdowns around the metro this morning. As expected, 71 in that northbound direction for our southwest drivers traveling downtown. You can expect it over by Greenlawn Avenue, about 40 miles per hour when it comes to your speeds. Also for our friends in Canal Winchester, 33 westbound getting slower again over by Gender Road. It's a lot better, though, passing it towards that 33 and 270 interchange. I'm 10TV's Brianna Albizu with your
Fix 6. The Fan has a secret radio station. It's called The Fan 2. You can listen to the Bob and Tom Show, Jim Rome, and Buckeye stuff. Why do they pay me big money to whisper? The Fan 2 is on The Fan's HD2 channel and streaming on The Fan app. You're welcome.
The Fan Guest Hotline is sponsored by Airflow Heating and Cooling and Bryant. Doing whatever it takes to keep you and your home comfortable. The Fan.
Your home for football, food, and fun. You're listening to T-Bone and Tyvus.
All right, I'm going to tell you right now. People say this time of year in sports radio, oh, there's nothing going on. No football means nothing to talk about. I say that's BS. I actually love this time of year.
Oh.
Because when you get to October, it's like, oh, the Browns suck. The Bengals, Joe Burrow's hurt. Eh, this NFL, hey, look, this 5 and 6 teams playing the 6 and 5 team. Ooh, wonder what's going to happen. Like, that's what we're going to do for, like, you know, 4 months straight coming up in September. And that's fine. We all live for football. I'm not down in that. But we get to goof around in the summer. We get to do more fun stuff.
Yeah, like kick people out the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, we're going to. So exactly right. So this brings me to next week. Because you know what next week is, according to all the sports media people? Oh, it's the worst week in sports radio because there's nothing going on. The All-Star break. What they mean is baseball doesn't go for a couple days, which, good news, Guardians fans, you won't have to watch your stupid team crap away another game late. How about that last night? Way to go. Finding new ways to lose to the teams you need to beat. That was craptastic, giving up a run in the ninth inning. Bad defense, bad pitching all the way around. Just not good from the guards yesterday. But
their bullpen was straight ass.
Well, their starting pitching wasn't great either. But
I told you that when I said Slade Ciccone on the bump. Go ahead, go with the Twins.
Yeah.
Gavin Williams on today, go with the Guardians.
But see, this is what people say is there's nothing going on that week. It's the worst week of sports radio. My challenge is next week is going to be the best week of sports radio. We're going to do the best shows we possibly can.
That's so, what the sports radio people with no personalities say.
That's bingo. Ding,
loser
ding,
talk.
Ding. Yes, exactly right. So here are a few things we're going to be doing next week. Okay. One of them is we are going to be having you help us out with making the show sound better by doing some maintenance. We used to do this on afternoons. I always enjoyed doing it. Next week, I'm going to pick a day.
Open up the phones.
Well, I'm going to pick up a day. Maybe we could do that one day. Maybe we could have a phone day. I don't know.
Open the phones.
Dylan, are you ready for that? Maybe, that's a lot of work for Dylan.
Someone can come in here and scream calls.
All right, fine.
Isaiah or Reimer in here.
We'll figure it out. But here's one thing next week we're going to do. Start thinking of it now. I don't know what day we're going to do it. I'm going to say, just tentatively, I'm going to throw Wednesday out there and say Wednesday's going to be the day we're going to do this. Next Wednesday, help us out with production. Write those little things that you hear before we come back, you know, like Tyvus eating a protein donut, T-Bone's just eating a donut, whatever. That type of stuff, I want new of those. And I can come up with some of them, but I'd rather you do it because some of you have the better idea. Most of you have better ideas than we do. So next week, that'll be the type of stuff we're doing. Every day, there will be something like that we're going to do. But I think Wednesday is going to be the day. Help us just make the show sound better. Come up with new rejoins, all that stuff. So start thinking of those now. You can tweet them to us now if you want to, @BoneandTyvus971. But we will go through that next week, and we'll get it all sorted out. So when football season comes around and all the, you know, seasonal listeners come back, and they're like, oh, it's football season, yay, they will hear your stupidity on our airwaves and be like, who okayed that? And we will say we did when you were gone on vacation in Barbados or wherever you go. All right. So the government is trying to help out Caitlin Clark. This is because apparently she gets fouled too much and too intensely, and this is all now a big issue. 11 lawmakers led by U.S. Representative August Pfluger of Texas. Because when I think of people who sound like they're in touch with what the average American cares about, it's guys named August Pfluger. Apparently, they sent a letter to the WNBA saying that the, quote, face of your league is getting, she's subject to unnecessary physical hostility and violence. The lawmaker said they're concerned by reports that attacks against Clark may be, quote, racially motivated. Tyvus.
They doing it because she's white?
Got some reverse racism going on.
I got to tell you, I'm interested in the fact that 11 people from Congress said they've got everything so figured out that what they wanted to tackle is racial disparities in sports for women.
This is
in the WNBA. It is surprising to me that the person they've thought was the poster child for that was Caitlin Clark. But okay, if you're going to open up that can of worms of looking into that, I say go back to 1996 and go forward from there. If we want to talk about that,
let me hear this. Am I hearing you right? They doing this to Caitlin Clark because she's white? Is that what you?
That's what these 11. These are not like local politicians. These are people
not white.
She is. I don't know if is she, maybe is Kelsey, they didn't write a letter to her.
Is Kelsey Plum white?
Kelsey Plum, I saw, she also didn't get voted as highly in the All-Star game as the fans and the media. The players didn't vote her as highly. So, you know what? I guess we have to do that, too. I don't,
Breanna Stewart ain't Stewie not white. What are we talking
She's
about?
She's MVP.
What are we talking about?
It's almost like there is a derangement syndrome happening around Caitlin Clark. And by the way, I want to be very clear. I don't blame Caitlin Clark for this at all. She's just a really good great basketball player. I'm not disparaging her. I mean, I've occasionally poked fun at her just as far as like, because everyone has fallen in love with her. And I have, as someone who watched her in college, like, you know, she was a rival of Ohio State. So I carried that rivalry over the WNBA. But no, like, she's been fouled hard at times, just like other players have been. There's been a couple that have crossed the line. Those players got suspended. I don't think it rises to the level of congressional insight and investigation. But yeah, they said, as a commissioner, you have an obligation to ensure that every player completes in a safe professional environment. They went on to say that they support any appropriate investigation by the Department of Justice, the Department of Labor, Equal Opportunity, Equal Employment Opportunity Commission, and that they could be violations of, and I love this, federal civil rights laws. Oh, you mean the civil rights laws you guys are fighting in court? Oh, okay, good.
By the way, one of the people on this, U.S. Representative Diana Harshbarger from Tennessee.
These are people who sound like they have their finger on the pulse of the racial issues in America. August Pfluger and Diana Harshbarger. Yes, these are the people that need to speak on racism. Go right ahead.
He said that instead of protecting its biggest star, the WNBA has let repeated physical attacks go against Caitlin Clark go unanswered. This is a game of basketball.
Physical attacks?
She's not being physically attacked. She's not getting jumped in the alley.
What happened when they did they do something when Jordan was getting beat up by the Pistons?
Yeah, David Stern called his congressman and said, "Please, please protect Michael Jordan."
Is that what happened?
No, that's not what happened.
So what are we talking about?
It's insane. It's
I'm so confused by this. I really am. I just don't understand how people would turn the NBA on and say that the NBA is soft, then go watch women basketball where they do maybe a little foul, a little bit too much, and all of a sudden we need rules.
Is it because
it's women? Is that what you're saying it before? Is that why? Because if that's the case, then
that seems like sexism, not racism. It seems like sexism is what's going on there. That's what that seems like, misogyny of some level.
I don't understand it. I really don't. I don't. Like I say, some stuff, it was been a couple of times that she's gotten fouled, and I thought the WNBA, like I told, we always go back to the Alyssa Thomas. They suspended her for 2 games. Yeah. Okay, that's the right
That's what
response.
They should have done, yeah.
My thing is this. I will say this. If it's such so egregious and they foul her so much, why isn't her teammates doing anything about it?
Well, there's that too. Where's the retaliation?
WNBA need to protect her. Where's the protection? Fever need to protect her more.
Yes, bang. Mike Breen is, that's a double bang right there. Like, you nailed it. That's a spot on, man. Like, I don't know where everybody who wants to see the NBA be more physical, more violent, more everything watches one WNBA player on a highlight and says, this league is out of control with violence.
Yeah.
It's incredible to me.
I didn't know every Indiana Fever game was the Malice at the Palace.
No, but apparently that's what we got now. Apparently that's what we got. An NFL player admits he's decided to play for the wrong team. I'll tell you who said that next. T-Bone and Tyvus on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
From the Atlas Butler Plumbing Services Traffic Center.
Got a few things happening towards that east side of Columbus. Starting on 670 westbound at Airport Road, we are seeing that right lane block because of a police incident out there. So we're continuing to monitor that scene. Still not seeing any delays, thankfully, with that. But we are seeing some slowdowns as expected just outside of Reynoldsburg. 70 in that westbound direction, really over by Bryce Road. Doesn't get any better until you're passing that 70 and 270 interchange. I'm 10TV's Brianna Albizu with your
plans.
Broadcasting live from the McDaniel GM Superstore Studios, driving excellence since 1916. Chevrolet. Together, let's drive. WBNS HD1 Columbus.
Good morning, I'm Dylan Gonzalez. The NCAA has sent a letter of inquiry to the University of Cincinnati regarding former Bearcats quarterback Brendan Sorsby and his time with the football program. The NCAA is looking into whether or not the athletic staff had knowledge of Sorsby's betting during his time with the team.
On the diamond in Cincinnati, Reds rookie All-Star Sal Stewart homered twice, and the team went yard a combined five times in an 11-5 victory over the Phillies. The rubber match against Philadelphia takes place tonight at 7:10, and the Cleveland Guardians lost in walk-off fashion 6-5 versus the Twins last night. The Guards are now losers of four straight. They'll try to avoid getting swept in Minnesota this afternoon at 1:40. This update is sponsored by Metal Supermarkets, your convenience store for metal. Visit Columbus at metalsupermarkets.com or 2180 Wilson Road for all your metal needs. Breaking sports news when it happens right here on The Fan, Ohio's sports destination.
The only contraband hiding in Tybus's butt cheeks is a Kit Kat bar. You're listening to T-Bone and Tybus.
All right, we got a lot of tweets today on our list topic, which was best foods for an eating contest. This is all started by the fact that Tybus has said he can drink a gallon of lemonade in under 20.42 seconds.
Going down, like Young Jock said.
Well, people in the YouTube chat are actually worried about your health, which I don't blame them. I worry about you for many reasons, but one of them is health. Because they're saying that people who have tried to do, like, a gallon in an hour is tough and it can cause you to vomit. Drinking too much of anything at any one time can, like, cause your kidneys to have problems. So you got to be careful that you don't, you know, do actual harm to your body. Could be too much. I'm just saying, could be. Have you drank a, did you say when you had to drink that water at Ohio State, how much did you have to drink?
A gallon.
And how quickly did you have to do it?
I did it in like 10 minutes.
Okay. And you're still here.
Yes.
But you didn't. Yes. Okay. So that's, yes, I mean, that's, okay.
I was still,
so that's good.
As far as I know.
It was water. It wasn't lemonade.
Correct.
There's sugar in lemonade.
It is.
There's obviously
I'm built for that, though.
Lemon juice.
Built different.
Juice of a lemon.
You know that phrase, built different?
I do know that phrase.
Me.
Okay. Well, Jeremiah said on the best foods for an eating challenge, he said, I set a new record on Monday for chicken nuggets. They were Kirkwood nuggets, which are the same size as McDonald's. I finished 97. My previous record was 70.
I wonder, like, okay, and how long did it take him to do that?
Also, why are you doing that?
Okay, one.
He's just challenging himself?
One, I don't care if it took him all night. That's still impressive. And two, Dylan, why are we crapping on someone's personal accomplishments? Like, if someone comes back and is like, I climbed Mount Kilimanjaro, you're not like, why would you do that? You don't get a record for that. Someone already did that. Yeah, but it's a personal achievement. This is his Mount Kilimanjaro. He's trying to, like, go do new things.
You know what? We forgot to add on the list of things that should be an eating contest.
What's that?
Tortillas. That's it. We got to get to
it. I couldn't eat. I mean, I could eat a few tortillas. I couldn't do. Now, actually, I guess I shouldn't totally dismiss that, because what are tortillas or...
Tortillas.
What are those other than, I mean, bread? Just the precursor to tortilla chips? And I tell you what,
you can knock some of them back.
Huh? I go to a Mexican restaurant and they bring out the free chips and salsa.
You know, you can always tell if the place is good by the salsa.
I agree.
Do you put salt on your chips?
No.
Okay. They should already be salted.
They should be salted.
Yeah.
My wife feels like it's just not enough.
Okay.
Let me ask you,
do you put hot sauce in your salsa? Because I'll do that sometimes.
See, I would, but like my kids eat it too.
That's ended long ago. I asked them immediately. I'm like, listen, I need one for me. And then, by the way, my family now, everybody else in my family,
queso.
They go to the cheese dip immediately. Yeah, absolutely queso, right. Yeah. They go to that white queso immediately. And I'm like, guys.
That's a fact. I'm the only one that eats a ranch sauce. So I guess I could.
Yes. That's what I do. I get the habanero stuff. I put it in there. I get a little bit of the green. I throw it in there. And I'm like, let's go. Let's spice this up.
White queso every time. Cheese dip.
I saw one day, this was like a highlight for me. One time I was putting the hot sauce, and I was, I guess, putting a lot in, because the waiter came by at this Mexican restaurant. Of course, he seemed to be Hispanic. This man walked by me and gave me a fist bump. And for some reason, I felt good about that. Like, I felt like, all right, he saw how much hot sauce I was putting in. He was like, attaboy. And I'm like, yeah, that feels right. It feels good. But I spice up my salsa. And then, but I have said this for years. If you just offered it as a special at your Mexican restaurant, whatever the case, if you said it's beer and chips and salsa, beers are like $2 or $3. unlimited chips and salsa is like $12.99. You got me all afternoon. I'm there. I'll be there all evening. That's fine. I'd sit there and watch whatever's on your TV.
You got to get some rice and beans on the side.
I don't. You do. I'm saying I like all that stuff, but I'm saying if you just had chips and salsa, that is one that I probably, see, I don't know, again, an eating contest, I could eat it all night.
That's one of the things is scary as an app, because you'll be sitting there conversating, just continuously eating, and before you know it.
Oh, bowl's gone.
And you know what they do?
They bring it right back.
They're sick. They bring it right fresh, hot out the grease chips,
but
and the new salsa. You just be like, well, I mean,
and I'm far from the first one to point this out, but like if they brought out a stack of 12 corn tortillas to you and said, would you like to eat these as an appetizer? You'd be like, no, why would I eat 12 corn tortillas? Like, all right, what if we cut them into fours, deep fried them and brought them back in a bowl? And you're like, oh, give me two servings of that, please. Like, that's essentially what you're doing. And again, I'm here for it. I love it.
I'm so mad y'all cut that up.
Speaking of sitting at a Mexican place all day, have you guys been to Three Brothers Diner?
No.
Never heard of it.
Where is it?
It's in Powell.
Oh, that's around my neck of the woods.
It's like, I think that it's American-Mexican fusion is like their marketing. I had brunch there last weekend.
Three
I'm going back.
Brothers.
I will be back.
What's it called?
Three Brothers Diner.
Okay.
I gotta
check it out.
Let me text it to my wife so I know.
I'm gonna look it up now. What was the thing that you had that made to put it over the top for you?
You know me, every time I go anywhere that has breakfast and they have a breakfast burrito, I'm doing that. And whatever you can fit into the burrito, go ahead and put it in there.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean,
that's that.
Yeah, it says Mexican, American, Cuban. So, all right, sold immediately on all that. That's good. I'm in. Sign me up. Bay of Pigs. Let's go. I'm there. Let's make it happen. Yeah, call it. Yeah, you have a special? I'm in on that. So I saw, Tyvus, your former teammate, your guy, Von Miller, He was talking to the 89 podcast, which is, of course, Steve Smith's podcast, along with James Palmer. This is via USA Today. They heard the podcast and they're reporting on it, so I'm giving them credit for reporting on something that happened somewhere else. Anyway, he was asked, because he had said last year when he picked the Commanders as the place to go, he said, I would make that decision 10 times out of 10. Great decision.
He would make it?
That's what he said back last year when he made the choice. And then I think even after the season, he was asked, did he make the right call? Now on this podcast, he said, obviously, I picked the wrong team on that one, but that's getting clipped. That's getting clipped and posted everywhere. And it's kind of misleading because the question was, if you had to do it over again, because I guess another place he could have gone was to the Seahawks. And obviously, the Seahawks won the Super Bowl.
Correct.
So he was asked, would you do it over the same way? And he said, yeah, obviously I picked wrong on that one. He wasn't saying it because the Commanders suck. He was saying it because if it was to do between the Commanders and the Seahawks, who won the Super Bowl, anybody would have said that.
What is he chasing? Is it like a sack record or something? Sack numbers or something he's trying to get?
I mean, I don't know. They said in this article that one of the things that he obviously would like to do is, he could have a chance to win three Super Bowls with three different teams. Okay. He obviously won with Denver. He won with the Rams.
Von Miller is ninth in sacks of all time. He's half a sack behind Terrell Suggs. I'm trying to think.
He's a Hall of Famer, right?
Oh, who? Terrell Suggs?
Or yeah, Von Miller. I'm saying
he should be.
Yeah, I'm saying you'd put Von Miller in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
By the way, next week
he get him like all he need is like four sacks to move to sixth place.
Next week. One of the things we are going to do, because this is, we're going to like catch up on things we've been meaning to do. Tyvus has long said he would kick people out of the Hall of Fame.
Yep.
Next week, we're going to do a day where we just go through all the Hall of Fames and we kick people out.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to be clear. We're not going to the Baseball Hall of Fame and kicking out like, you know, Fuzzy McGillicuddy from 1902. They have to be players that we all are familiar with that we could actually argue. Because I'd kick them all. I don't know
any of those guys. So Joe Namath is staying here.
No, I can kick him out because I'm familiar enough with him. I'm good. I can kick him out. But we're going to have a day where we just kick people out of the Hall of Fame. So that's going to be one of our days next week. One of our days is going to help us write production for the show. One of the days, what else was I having on here? I forget. I wrote my list down. I already lost it. Oh, yeah. We're going to figure out the best fantasy football punishments for your team and fantasy football names, because fantasy draft season will start coming up next month. So we're going to do that one day next week. We got all kinds of stuff next week. And I don't even know. I don't want to put this out there. Maybe even a guest. Maybe.
Oh, man.
Maybe even a guest. I'm kind of looking at you two to maybe help with that. Because
I was going
to
say, let me text Tyvis.
Tyvis, could you get your agent to come on once, please, on the show?
For the love of God.
Yeah, no kidding. All right. So anyway, Von Miller says he regrets not going to the Super Bowl winners. That apparently was big news.
Get Von Miller on the show.
Yeah, there you go. Let's get him on. Why not?
Talk to Von.
Steve Smith got it.
Denver.
Yeah, see?
He thinks I'm Italian for some odd reason.
What? What?
He's like, your name, Tyvis, sounds Italian. So he'd be like, Tyvis the Italian safety. That's what he would always say. And I just be like, this man's crazy. It's crazy. You used to say that all the time, I swear. The Italian safety.
And he's such a big enough star that everyone's just like, I don't know, that makes no sense, but I guess we all have to go with it because he's Von Miller's. So like, yeah, hey, Ciao Bello, Tyvis. Just like, this makes no sense, but he's Von Miller. I'm not going to argue with him. Does America secretly love soccer? We'll give you some numbers next. T-Bone and Tyvis on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
From the Atlas Butler Plumbing Services Traffic Center.
Well, good Thursday morning to you. In our southeast corner, we are seeing some major slowdowns, folks, after a crash outside Canal Winchester. 33 in that westbound direction, past Pickerington Road, and really right before Gender Road. Expect some lane closures out there. And as I mentioned, those slowdowns, 3 miles per hour. Yes, 3 miles per hour are your slowdowns and drive times for you this morning. Your speeds, if you can, just use some side roads and really just utilize Gender Road to head back towards 33 in that westbound direction. I'm 10TV's Brianna Albizu with your family.
Bishop and Friends.
You can't bring that up in our house. I don't want to hear about it. Certainly my wife doesn't want to hear about it. So we're just going to act like it's not going to happen and then deal with it.
The days are long, the years are fast, right?
Bishop and Friends, sponsored by Diamond Seller.
Weekdays from 9 to noon on The Fan. Fan weather.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
It's a warm start to the day, and that'll set us up for a warm afternoon. Highs in the upper 80s today with a partly sunny sky and light wind. Partly cloudy skies tonight, warm again, lower 70s. For tomorrow, partial sunshine. Some isolated storms are possible. Highs back in the upper 80s. For The Fan, I'm 10 Weather Impact meteorologist Justin Gertz.
If the sound of another man slammed against plexiglass turns you on, you've come to the right place. Proud to be your home for Jackets hockey. The Fan, Ohio sports destination. Remember the time producer Dylan said that Alabama should be in the playoffs and that Tyvis started yelling at him? Those were good times. And remember later that day when Tyvis punched him in the face? Classic stuff. Here's T-Bone and Tyvis.
By the way, we have Good Guys tickets to give away. We'll do that in 15 minutes. Good Guys, Summit Racing Nationals, 28th annual, coming out to the Ohio Expo Center this weekend. It starts tomorrow. We've got a four-pack of tickets, good for one day, to get out there and see over 6,000 of the country's coolest rods, muscle cars, trick trucks, customs, and more. So chance to win comes up in about 15 minutes. Tyvis in the YouTube chat had a few people commenting on our various food talk. Chris said, Tyvis, the way a Mexican like myself knows a Mexican joint is good is the rice and beans. Also, when I go, they get me secret hot salsa from the back reserved for the Hispanic customers. Chris, I didn't know that was a thing, but that's great to know. I'm happy for you. I think that's awesome.
I agree with everything he said. And also what I continue to say is if you go to any ethnic restaurant, you see if that ethnicity is eating at the restaurant. That's a good gauge.
That's not what you've said before. What you've said is, well, okay, you have said that, but you've also said if you walk in the people preparing the food,
that
is what you've also said.
You need the people of that ethnicity in the kitchen and eating the food.
Okay,
yes,
if someone could learn, is all I'm saying. Is if, I agree with you.
I don't want to take my chances.
I agree. Like I've said before, if you walk into like a taco place that's like Bill and Jeff's Tacos, and they're like from Dublin, they've never left the county, and they've only hired their friends from high school, we're like, yeah, we know how to make tacos. Like, okay, I'm going to have questions. That's fair. But if it's like we've got some people here who do know how to make tacos who are of an ethnicity where that is a staple food and they may have taught some other people how to cook. That's all I'm saying. I'm okay with that. I don't know. Maybe I'm in the minority on that.
You think Dom would go to Tyvis's Italian restaurant? He's not eating there.
Yeah, we also learned that Von Miller called you Tyvis the Italian safety. Is that right?
Why would you believe
Vin Sanity says, hello, local Italian here. Tyvus does not sound Italian to me. Right. Doesn't sound Italian to anybody other than Von Miller.
Yeah, he's crazy, man. He's crazy. I just like, hey.
No one ever thought that.
I was like, whatever, man. You got it.
Also, multiple people in the chat said, your three brothers call to the restaurant in Powell, which I guess there's also one in Grove City.
Oh, that's good to know.
Multiple people. Z-Dog said three brothers is banging. Eddie said he knows ball. Yeah, so like people are agreeing with you that that is a good spot. So well done. Good recommendation. I'm saying this as someone who hasn't even been. Now I'm already there. I'm already feeling like I'm going
to
be there.
I still got to try the Thurman Burger. Son of
you
Thurman.
You haven't tried? Well, I... Yeah, you
that's closer to me, the son of Thurman.
That's like in Delaware.
Yeah, the Thurmans. How's Thurman's doing?
I haven't heard any updates about
that. I know. Yeah, I don't know either. I know the son of Thurman's is up in Delaware. That is closer to you. But yeah, you should definitely try that. So, Tyvus, we have a story about how Americans love soccer, and we have a story about how you once got arrested. Which one do you want to do first?
You tell me.
Oh, it's your call. You said the one chair last week. You know what you're doing. Go ahead. You pick.
Tell them about soccer.
Oh, well, yesterday I was getting into it with a bunch of people online.
Yes, you were.
So mad. Because I found the numbers. The TV numbers came out. Over 38 million people watched the USA lose to Belgium, which is embarrassing and sucks. But the silver lining for me as a soccer fan in this country is that's a huge number. Ridiculously big number. So I thought, well, that's good, right? A good sign for the sport here in the U.S. that 38 million people watched that game. For comparative purposes, for those who don't follow these numbers regularly, OSU-Michigan game usually gets between 18 and 20 million people. The OSU-Notre Dame National Championship game, when OSU won, that was Notre Dame, right? Did they play the National Championship game? I'm not making that up,
when
right?
When OSU won?
Yeah.
The most recent one.
Yes. That one got about 28 million people. Okay? Mm-hmm. So, that's the biggest college football game. It's two iconic brands. Couldn't really ask for much more than that. This game drew more eyeballs than those type of events.
Mm-hmm.
NFL playoff games usually get in the 30 million to 40 million range. So this did about as well as a good NFL playoff game.
Mm-hmm.
Very cool stuff. Then, of course, I had people say, oh, it's just Americans watching. They're only watching for the U.S. team. As soon as the U.S. is out, no one's watching these games. Then yesterday, the numbers came out for Mexico versus England.
Mm.
Notably, the United States not involved in that game. That game was played actually in Mexico, in Azteca Stadium, which is in Mexico City. That game drew 45 million people.
Who won that game?
England won that game. It was thought to be like maybe a chance for Mexico to upset. But the point is, that wasn't fans of just the U.S. men's national team watching that game. That was people who are fans of the sport of soccer. Now, maybe they're just fans of the World Cup. And as soon as the World Cup ends, nobody watches soccer
maybe
again.
Maybe they're just a fan of sports.
Sure, a big event, yeah. Mexico and England. Right, that's like with the Olympics, right? It's fair. Swimming does big numbers. I don't think most people know when a swimming event is on other than every 4 years with the Summer Olympics, right? There are swimming trials. People do occasionally, like swimming fans watch them, but not nearly the same numbers that they do for the Olympics.
You mean
I acknowledge
you didn't watch
all that.
Michael Phelps in the World Championships?
I don't even know when those are. And no, I didn't. That's fair.
Usain Bolt, you didn't watch him in the World Championships?
Oh, yeah.
You weren't keeping track of Usain Bolt when it wasn't every fourth year?
Right. I acknowledge, I'm not at all saying that like you're going to go watch an MLS game and it's going to get 20 million people. I know that. They're not.
Messi ain't getting 20 million?
No.
Dang.
No.
Think if they go, Argentina goes to the final, it will do a bigger number than if they don't?
Argentina, if they get to the final, yeah, it'll probably be probably closer to what that Mexico England number was. I wouldn't doubt that. Today, France and Morocco, I don't know what that number is going to be, but it's not going to be like 5 million people. It'll probably be in the 20 millions people watching that game. My whole point here is to say
Kylian Mbappe.
Yeah. I feel like soccer seems to continue to grow in this country. And I know everybody says that. I'm not here to tell you like soccer's about to pop off or anything. But English Premier League games draw 1.2 million people when they're on NBC. At least they did this past year. The NHL on ESPN, for comparative purposes, that's their biggest, you know, TV product. Those games draw like 750,000. That's the NHL versus a league that's not even based in the U.S. Now, English Premier League has a lot of stars. I'm just saying, like, there's a lot of people getting up at 7 a.m., 9 a.m., 11 a.m., noon on a weekend and watching the Premier League. Soccer is obviously growing in this country. These numbers all seem to bear that out. That's all I'm saying. It doesn't mean you have to like it or watch it, but it is continuing to grow. They're definitely better than they were.
Yes. Yes, it is. Will I watch MLS? Will I watch the Columbus Crew?
See, the problem, watch like a game here or there.
The problem with it is that they're on another app.
I agree. They have even said that.
I think that's,
Don Garber has actually like come out. The commissioner has said that was a bad idea.
If the Crew played on like regular YouTube TV and I was scrolling, I would definitely stop and check it out for a little bit.
Yeah.
But the fact that it's on a whole nother entity that I'm barely on anyways.
Hey, I don't know if
I have Apple TV right now.
I mean, I know I have it
because I barely watch the games.
No, but I get that. I thought it was a mistake because how did you watch any of this World Cup this time around, Tyvus? What is the number one thing I've said is the best thing about this World Cup?
It's on Fox.
You flip it on to a regular channel and it's on.
I cut YouTube TV on and it's default right there. It's bang. The number one thing. You know how you get your top shows that's on? It's the number one thing and it's already on.
I guarantee you the U.S. game got at least 1 million people who just did what you're talking about. Who at some point on went over that Monday night. They flipped on their TV and go, oh, that U.S. game is tonight. And they clicked on it.
Yeah.
You're never getting that when a team is like behind a paywall or on Guardians TV or any of that crap.
That's the
stupidest stuff that sports has done. All this compartmentalizing is dumb. But that's what to me ruins some of this product.
You don't think people are opening up their Apple TV app to watch the morning show or whatever John Hamm's show they have on there, and then they're
Severance,
and then they're like
Ted Lasso,
yes, MLS.
No, that's right. This. You're exactly right, Dylan. The only way you're getting that is if people are regularly going to Apple TV, like every day when they flip their TV on, they're like, "Let me see what's on Apple TV," and they go, "Oh, it's MLS games. Let me watch one." Like. That's not happening nearly at the levels it does of watching cable TV or YouTube TV or whatever satellite provider you have. That's just, it was a big miss by Major League Soccer. Very big miss on their part. Good news, they're not playing soccer in the summer either starting next year. Another humongous miss on their part. So that's very stupid. All right. The tortilla boy may have caused some problems for Cincinnati football. Details in 2 minutes. T-Bone and Tyvus on the Fan.
Fan traffic
from the Atlas Butler Plumbing Services Traffic Center.
Still watching a police incident for you closer towards that airport on the east side. It's 670 affecting that westbound direction at Airport Drive. That right shoulder is now blocked before we had that right lane restricted out there. 29 miles per hour for your speeds. The backups now even extending 270 and 670. Really starting to form over by McCutcheon Road, so heads up there. Not exactly sure what's going on for you this morning. Calls are being made. We're hearing it's police pulling over someone with a criminal record. But of course, we will verify that soon. I'm 10TV's Brianna Albizu with your Fan
Jesse. T-Bone and Tyvus is sponsored by Capital Ford of Columbus. Find your dream ride and get approved fast at CapitalFordOfColumbus.com. Every time Tyvus laughs, take a drink. Just kidding. You'd be dead in 30 seconds. You're listening to T-Bone and Tyvus.
Did you know you can listen to us at home? You don't even need the radio. All you got to do is tell your smart speaker to play 97.1 The Fan, and boom, it'll pop right up. T-Bone and Tyvus and all the other shows here at 97.1 The Fan. Put us on the big screen TV.
There you go. You can see things like today. We had one of our listeners, Joseph, who brought me the Ronaldinho McDonald's cup.
What a guy.
Which I'd been coveting and craving. Thank you, Joseph. But yeah, you can see moments like that.
They pressured me into a donut.
Oh, yeah, you ate a donut from Bill's Donuts.
Pressured myself into two.
You ate two of them?
Uh-huh.
I put him outside of the studio so Tyvus could sneakingly go out there and get like two more when no one's looking. Yeah, I know you're not going to eat them in front of me, but I know you want them.
Before we get to Tortilla Boy, I need to know about Tyvus getting arrested. I feel like a lot of the listeners are also like, what the hell was that? Yeah. Where you guys just mentioned it and then just
Well, we ran went out of time. We ran out of time. So yeah, now talk about it.
I got arrested. I did. So this happened back when I was in high school. I was on the basketball team and we was playing at a later time. time. So school ended at like 2:20. The game was at like 7 or 8, whatever the heck time it was. So me and a couple of my friends, we was just hanging around. I was like, what do you want to do? Well, it was a Walmart down the street. It's like, well, we need to go to Walmart. He was like, I need to go grab some stuff from Walmart. I was like, yeah, I'll go with you. And we wanted a Subway because Subway is always in Walmart. So I was like, I'm going to go get me like a $5 footlong. Mm. That was back when that deal was going.
Was that when Mike Stipend was dropping off your bag of cash, or was this was in high school?
No, so. this was poor type. Like, this is even worse. This was mom, I need $20 type thing. Anyway, so we go to Walmart, which is right down the street. And what I didn't realize was they didn't have no money. So when they said they was going to Walmart to get something, they was going to Five Finger Discount the thing.
Oh.
So I'm like, oh, okay, oh, whatever, your thing. You know, I don't do that, but, you know, do your thing. So we walking around, and it's two guys. It's two of my buddies that's there. Now, one of them is big, like tall offensive lineman type guy. Mm-hmm. The other one is a short, like point guard.
Okay.
So the offensive lineman, he's smooth. You could tell he'd been doing this like a lot in his life. So he's smooth with just pocketing stuff in his jacket. The other one is just like out in the open, just like not even smooth, just doing it.
Oh gosh.
So again, I'm just standing.
I would have so much anxiety finding out all of that.
It is what it is. Like, I ain't doing nothing, so they ain't got nothing to do with me. So we walking out the store. We walking out of Walmart. Hmm. And as we walking out, the police is sitting right there. So the owner walks up to us and they say, them three right there. Three right there. Oh. So the police like, come with us. So as we walk in, the big lineman knows what's about to happen. So he like taking stuff and throwing it on the ground. He like throwing it out his jacket. Meanwhile, I'm just walking because I'm like, I ain't got nothing.
Yeah, yeah.
So they take us upstairs, the upstairs part of Walmart, and they like looking at the security camera. And like the dude rolls the camera back and he's like, look, see, they stealing right there. Like got them clear as day, stealing. I'm just standing there. So they arrest all three of us. And I'm like, what am I getting arrested?
You're an accessory.
Like, what I got to do with this?
You were there. So, guilty by association.
Yes. So all three of us get arrested and get put in the back of the police car.
Mm-hmm.
And we back there for like 10 minutes.
They read you your rights?
No.
Okay. So
we back there for 10 minutes.
You got a lawsuit on your hands right there.
We in the back of the police car for like 10 minutes. But it's like separate. Like we not all in the same car. We in all different cars. So after like 10 minutes go past, they just let us go. I don't know what happened, but they let us go. And the funniest part is we walked right back up the street and played in that basketball game like nothing happened. Like nothing happened. But yeah, I got arrested. I was in handcuffs.
So they said, knock it off. Don't do that again and let you guys go.
Pretty much.
Good. You know what? That's good point.
Well, I don't know. I don't good know what happened work. With them two.
Did they take them somewhere?
Yeah, he like, yeah, you get charged with something. You get charged with accessory. I'm like, I ain't did nothing. Like, are you going to charge me with something that I ain't did nothing?
So they didn't charge you?
No.
Did they charge those guys?
I have no idea. We never talked about it ever again. I don't think they did.
Where are those two guys now? Do you know?
One, I actually played the game. I played 2K with like a couple months ago. He in Cleveland. And then the other one, I don't know where he is.
He's probably in jail.
No, he's not in jail. Oh, okay. He not in jail because he owes one of my best friends like $6,000 and he upset about it. Oh, so
that also adds up.
Well, yeah. All right.
So he's like, he ain't going to show his face.
He's still in trouble is what that sounds like.
He ain't
going
to show his face. But no, I didn't go downtown and get booked and all of those things. I didn't. Yeah.
Well,
I didn't do that.
See, that's good. I'm glad you never got actually arrested. By the way, 24 hours from right now, 8:30 tomorrow morning, Tyvus may or may not throw up live on the air. He said he can drink a gallon of lemonade. I don't even know if you could do this in 10 minutes, but you said you can do it in 20.42 seconds. Whatever.
That's all I need. 19 seconds, all I need.
Where play the stupid soundbite? Where'd it go? I can never find it when I need it. That's cat. Anyway, tomorrow at 8:30, Ty was going to try to drink a gallon of lemonade live on the air. He may vomit, he may die. And you know what? Like Ivan Drago said, if he dies, he dies. <It's>, That's tomorrow at 8:30. Right now, though, I got a pair of tickets, actually a four-pack of tickets to the Good Guys 28 Summit Racing Nationals, July 10th through 12th at the Ohio Expo Center. That would be Friday, Saturday, and Sunday if you're not keeping track of your calendar. Over 6,000 cars there, muscle cars, trick trucks, customs, and much more. Passes are good for one day. Get details, vehicle registration, and ticket info at good-guys.com. Tyvus, pick a number.
Let's go with five.
Five-finger discount?
Yeah, you go.
Yeah, there you go. Call number five. 614-821-9710. You can get the four-pack of tickets to go to the Good Guys Auto Show. So, Tortilla Boy may have caused some problems for Cincinnati football. You may remember this exchange yesterday that we played that was of the reporter asking Brett Yormark, the Big 12 commissioner, about why, among other things, Texas Tech was getting run through the coals, raked through the coals, raked over the coals for the fact that they wanted to play Brennan Sorsby. But Cincinnati got no punishment for that. He also complained about tortillas.
Tortillas.
This question prompted Brett Yormark to ask him to repeat it and then act like he wanted to fight him. But regardless, he did have a solid point of like, why is Cincinnati not also getting investigated for playing the guy who was actually gambling while he was at Cincinnati? Well, apparently now the NCAA said, Tortilla Boy makes a good point. They have opened an investigation into the handlings of what's going on in Cincinnati. Bearcats coach Scott Satterfield declined to comment at Big 12 Media Days in Fresno, Texas yesterday. Cincinnati spokesperson also declined to comment, but provided a general statement on the month-long situation involving Brennan Sorsby. Said, quote, we have a continuous conversation with the NCAA since the initial reports related to impermissible sports wagering began. As we've stated before, we do not believe any athletics official or staff member was aware of any impermissible sports wagering. Well, they better hope so, because if they find out that you were, it's one thing if you didn't know.
What if they go? What
it's
they,
another thing if you knew and lied. That's going to happen.
What's going to happen?
Well, that
what's gonna
great
happen?
Question, Tyvus. I would no. What should happen is if you knowingly played a player who was gambling on sports actively and you covered it up, that's like a death sentence type of punishment is what you should get from the NCAA. However, the NCAA now, anytime they try to do anything like punishing even like jaywalking, it's like you get thrown into court and a new law comes from Congress.
What's really going to happen here?
So I don't know what I don't know what they would do. But you're right. What should happen is you should be like, if that, I don't think they did. But if it turns out that Cincinnati was covering up something like that,
first of all,
yeah, then they should shut your program down.
You think Brendan Sorsby went out there? Hey, I just bet on this tonight. Come on, fellas.
Right.
He would never do that.
I agree with you.
Of course they had no idea.
Well, I wouldn't think they would. And everybody seems to think around that program that like they are the most compliant program in the history of college football.
You know who knew?
Who's that?
FanDuel or DraftKings or whoever he uses. They knew 100%
what
was going on.
Well, because wasn't what he was doing, for those who are not aware, some of it was, yes, on his phone when he was of
age to do it. Did he actually, like, place the bet under Brendan Sorsby?
I don't think so. I think some of it was he had friends and family placing bets for him, right?
Oh, okay.
Like, I thought that was part of the issue.
He's not an idiot.
No, but he was having them place it and then obviously getting the money back from it. At least, I think that was at least some of what was in there, but... Yeah, I mean, he placed their whole thing. Texas Tech's whole defense of him was like, hey, man, he's just using legal gambling apps just like a lot of other college students do. I don't know what the problem is. And if it was any time that he was using those apps when he wasn't legally allowed to do so, there would be questions, I would think, from the legal side of that. But
all he had to do was not bet on football.
I know. It's so simple, right?
What are we talking
about? So simple.
I don't understand it, man.
I don't understand it either, but is the world.
And he was in Ohio, right? You can't even do prop bets in Ohio.
No, when he was in Indiana, I think when he was in Indiana, I don't know what the rules were then. And again, I thought he was going through other people who might have been in states where you could do different things. But regardless, yeah. If Cincinnati knew any of that and they covered it up, that's going to be a humongous issue for them. I'm guessing they didn't, but we'll find out.
I don't think he would openly admit that. Yeah, I'm gambling on this.
Well, no, but you know how some of these places keep an eye on your phone. They keep an eye on all the stuff you're doing. If anybody saw it and ignored it, that's going to be a problem for Cincinnati. But I'm guessing
they looked at these college football players' phones. They'll see a bunch of X sites that they shouldn't be looking at. That's probably what would be going on.
Yeah, let's get Mike Babcock in the NCAA. Look at players' phones. That'll
saw that.
Some I just want to see family sites. I just want to see family photos. And he's like, oh, look, what's this website? What's your login? Well, you have a lot of only friends here. I'm not sure what that means. I'm not sure what that is. We'll come back at the buzzer next. T-Bone and Tyvus on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
From the Atlas Butler Plumbing Services Traffic Center.
Good and bad news in Canal Winchester. The good news is that a crash finally cleared up in this area. 33 in that westbound direction right before you're hitting Gender Road. All lanes are officially back open. Here's the thing. Traffic is still lingering out there. You're looking at a 19-minute delay still on your roads this morning. If you can, use those side roads, especially Gender Road, to head back 33 once again in that westbound direction. I'm 10TV's Brianna Albizu with your fan.
Call now.
Tita Green with Skip Mossick.
Saturday, we're at the PGA Tour Superstore. Plus, we'll head to Scotland and check in on this week's tour stop with Golf Channel's Ron Syrak.
Tita Green with Skip Mossick. Saturday mornings at 9 on The Fan.
The Fan Poll is sponsored by JT's Pizza and Pub, home of award-winning pizza and $2 tall boys. All day, every day.
If your kid is complaining about not wanting to go to school, blast the volume on this show. You won't have any more problems. This is T-Bone and Tyvus.
Joining us, a guy who also had a little bit of a wild child or had a wild side to himself as a, in his younger days, but has since calmed down and matured.
You were so close.
Eric Reese.
You were so close to have a correct
ever,
statement.
Have you ever been arrested or detained? I have.
No.
Wow.
Incredibly enough, I know.
You?
I've never been detained.
Tebow, you ever been arrested or detained?
I've had the police called on me.
Oh.
And I've been held at gunpoint by the police, but I've not been arrested. That was because I was working late at a radio station up in Westerville.
They thought you broke in?
Radio U, Christian radio station. I was working late. I had gone to movies with friends, and then I forgot I needed to voice track something, which is where you record your voiceover songs for the next morning.
Yeah.
And it was supposed to air at like 10 a.m. So I said, oh, I got to go back in and do that. And it was midnight. So I go into the place and the alarm is already going off. Whoever had left the building previously had not set the alarm properly or triggered it. So I get in there, I turn the alarm off because I knew the code. And then I go, well, if the alarm went off, the police are going to come here soon. And, I'm in this building. Oh, they're going to think, I better go back and sit in my car and get out. And as I walked out the door, they were already there with like guns drawn and a dog. They were out of the cars. They had pulled in.
Did you wet yourself?
No, but they literally said, show us some ID. And I have my hands up. And they said, show us. And they're yelling because it's intense, for right?
If I would have did that,
they said, and I
would have told them I'm too afraid to do it.
It has changed my view on police interactions because it's intense, right?
They're
screaming at you, rightfully so, because they don't know what you're going to do. They don't know who I am. Right. And I'm saying, like, I work here. It's okay. I work here. They're like, show us some ID. And so I'm like, okay. And I reach for my back pocket. They're like, don't do that.
See what I'm saying?
So they said, hey, turn around so we can see your backside and then reach for it. And then they let me get my wallet out and they called the person who owned the station. That was all fine. I'm still here. But then they went through. It was actually the coolest thing was they had the dog. And once they figured out I wasn't a threat, the dog, they like said a word and the dog just became like a puppy. Just like the Belgian, just a Belgian Malinois, just a nice little happy puppy. And then they were like, do you want us to go through the building? Because maybe someone is in here, even though you work here, maybe someone was in here. That's why the alarm went off. And I said, oh, sure. And they said, okay, well, just take us around and show us all the places you want us to inspect. Just don't touch the dog. And as we go inside the door, they said another word to this dog in German or whatever it is. And the dog went right back into like machine mode. And it was like two different animals. In one dog. It was crazy to see.
Billy, you should have had him do a break with you.
I would have. I should have let the dog just do the whole show.
Have the dog on the dog for one of your speed breaks.
Yeah, exactly right.
Billy, you're a wild child. You ever been arrested or detained?
Yes.
You have?
Yes.
He's embarrassed.
Wait, arrested?
Not arrested.
You've been detained?
Yes.
You got put in the back of the police car, arrested?
Speeding?
No. Whoa.
Handcuffed?
Okay. I wasn't handcuffed. Here's what happened.
That doesn't count.
They put me in the back of the car, though.
Oh.
Was it some fighting going on?
No, I was speeding.
I know. I see.
He said I banged.
I was speeding. Bang. But it was like 45 and a 35. Big deal. They pulled me over. I'm like, great. I'm going to get this speeding ticket. I think I was probably like 17 or 18 years old. They say, do you have any drugs in the car? I'm like, no, this isn't even my car. This is my girlfriend's car. It was her my girlfriend and her stepsister.
Having their own vehicle ever? Why am I the only one that's always driving my car?
Anyway,
I was driving someone else's car.
They thought his girl was the plug.
Anyway, I was like, no, there's no drugs in the car. Just like, give me my speeding ticket and let me go about my life. And they're like, tell you what, we're going to call the dogs. If there's no drugs in the car, you won't get a speeding ticket either. And I said, you know what? Deal.
You should have told me.
Call the dogs.
That you got a warrant?
I just didn't want the speeding ticket, so I just agreed to it.
But that's quite a deal.
What if it was drugs in the car and she didn't tell you about it? How would it tell to give you the search warrant?
Then a butterfly effect would have occurred, and I probably wouldn't be sitting in this chair.
Wow, that would be. Yeah, you took a risk there. Why did you say Reese had a checkered past?
You don't know how you started
this whole
thing. Also, how did this conversation come about?
You don't know Reese like I know Reese.
So, Tyvus started telling a story about how he actually got arrested because his friends shoplifted from Walmart when he was in high school, and he was just standing
discount.
There. Mm-hmm. And so then now he's trying to think to make himself feel better to see if anybody else has been arrested. But he looped you in as having a checkered past, and I didn't know about that.
I think it's fair to say I had a wild side.
Okay. That's all I said.
Okay. Yeah, no, his statement was fair, and then he said I'd matured. Oh, and then it became untrue. So, again, you were so close.
Hey, maturing is another way of saying quitting. You know what I mean? You're quitting your adolescence. And who wants to be a quitter? That's loser talk. You don't want to quit being an adolescent. Why not? Why mature?
Have Bo ever been arrested?
Well, see, there you go. Ask him that.
Wonder if we had 3 hours to talk to him.
Yeah.
It might come up between 9 to noon today.
What do you have on the docket other than your arrest stories?
So from all your past, apparently. Thursday at 10:30.
He's definitely been arrested.
Yeah, I would imagine.
Multiple times.
We'll open the mailbag at 10 o'clock. And so send us your arrest stories. If we can read them on the air, 10 o'clock, we'll open that mailbag.
There you go.
Ohio State's Mount Rushmore wide receivers. Is Ohio State the best wide receiver? Does Ohio State have the best wide receiver Mount Rushmore?
Between us and LSU?
Any of the schools.
Us and LSU.
And what about a linebacker Mount Rushmore? Mm. Could Ohio State have the best of that as well? We'll talk about that in the 11 o'clock hour. Just because there was some stuff with Jeremiah Smith this week. You got to be careful who you're retweeting out there, who you're reporting. Someone said this on Twitter because there's an account that's known for hoodwinking individuals that said Jeremiah was playing for free. And we're not doing this for charity, kids.
Oh, yeah, that does not seem accurate.
That's how that came out.
Seem accurate.
Jeremiah quote tweeted it and said, huh?
Now he's not, the 10.5 million from Miami.
There you go.
But we'll also talk a little microtransactions and how people are a little aggressive at that with the new EA Sports college football game. I don't know if you guys have had the chance to play that yet.
Oh, yeah.
And?
It's fine.
Yeah. All right.
So you're going to be paying through the nose for fine.
Jeremiah Smith is a cheat code for sure.
Well, yeah, he's 99.
Yeah.
Is that even fun to play as?
Yeah, I would say
after
yes.
a while.
As someone who's definitely not a 99, yeah. I love living vicariously through the gifted on video games. Bishop and Friends coming up 9 to noon right here on the Fan.
Shove it down your throat.
It's time for the buzzer.
Sponsored by Logan AC and Heat Services. Don't go through another air conditioner breakdown. For fast, friendly service, call the experts at Logan Services now for a free estimate and next day air installation.
All right, one more soccer thing before we get out of here. World Cup today. France and Morocco are playing 4 p.m., but I don't want to talk about the game. I want to talk about the referee. Facundo Tello will be the referee in this game. Back in 2022, this referee dished out, what, Tyvus, would you think is a reasonable amount of red cards to give in a game? You don't get one in every game.
Maybe two.
Sure. Extremely violent play, gets a red card. Maybe somebody else gets two yellow cards. There you go. Well, in a 2022 game in Argentina between Racing Club and Boca Juniors, Facundo Tello, the referee who will ref this game in the World Cup today, gave out 10 red cards in one game.
Dang.
10. There's that's only 11 guys on a team, and there's two teams. So nearly half the players were off the field by the end of this one.
There'll be no flopping in this game. Well, I can watch that one. What time is this game?
4 p.m.
I'm watching it.
In a 1-1 game, he gave out 10. Now, many of them came when a fight happened at the end, when one of the players scored and then celebrated in front of the opposing team's fans. The other team took offense to that. Five guys got red cards in that melee. But that means there were still five other red cards in the game. Insane. So let's hope he doesn't do that today. That's it for us. Have a great Thursday. See you tomorrow. It's T-Bone and Tyvus on The Fan.
Fan traffic.
From the Atlas Butler Plumbing Services Traffic Center.
Facing an issue right now on 315. It's in that northbound direction, right at that Rich and Town Street area. We do have that left shoulder and left lane blocked for you out there with a disabled vehicle. Lots of activity we are seeing right now on our live traffic cam. Backups now extending, folks, just passing 71 and Frank Road. We're talking a couple of miles with this traffic. If you can, the road is still open. Pass by very safely. Be patient. Head towards that right shoulder, that right side, if you can. I'm 10TV's Brianna Albizu with your fan traffic.